Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me one.
All right, ready?
Sure. Yeah, but now we started all weird.
Why?
Because you made me stop. You actually said ready.
I say ready every week unless
we're
in the middle of laughing. I say ready, and then I let you guys keep talking, and then I push the button whenever. But I always say it, and you guys just don't hear me because you're talking. And welcome to Mama's and Merlot.
That was very condescending.
It was very.
I feel like I just got like
because this is my ship, and I can do whatever I want with it.
No, I'm just kidding.
She mommied us.
I did. So welcome to Mama's and Merlot, guys. I feel like. I know we recorded together last week, but Neri was, like, crashing, so...
It's okay, that's just going to be a Woobro episode is what's going to end up happening.
That's fine.
Just either for that, too. Yeah.
But it's nice that it's just the three of us today, and my name is Vanessa, and with me, as usual, is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hi.
And like I said, it's just the three of us tonight.
That doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. That's like a weird threesome song. Okay, so today we are drinking. We're drinking a Girl and Dragon Malbec from Mendoza, Argentina.
Argentina.
That's how they say it.
She went to very
Argentina.
Yes,
I did.
Has a pretty bottle.
Yep. It is a very pretty bottle. I've been wanting to try these Girl and Dragon wines for a while, so thanks for bringing it, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to try it. It smells great.
It's this whore's birthday.
I know.
My Adam Scott's wife.
No. My other husband.
Like, is it a whore that we know?
No. I wouldn't say that on the podcast. Well, maybe I would.
If it was Patty's birthday, I'd be like, it's my whore's birthday. It's Patty.
Oh, no, but I meant it like in a negative way.
Happy belated birthday, Patty. It just passed.
It was, wasn't it?
It was her birthday. July 25th. Happy belated birthday,
Patty. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
No, Adam Scott's wife, because I know that Christy... Speaking of celebrity wives, can we talk about Vanessa Nadal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so for people that don't know who Vanessa Nadal is, Vanessa Nadal, before I get into who she's married to, because that's not... She should be celebrated for her own accolades. She is, I want to say, like, a physicist and a lawyer.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Something crazy like that, which is super amazing.
So she was bored in college?
So she's super smart. She's really, really smart.
She had no social life.
Exactly. I mean, whatever. She's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
But she's also happens to be the wife of and mother to two children of Mr. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
King?
Bien conocido en su casa.
Get out.
That was really fun. Sorry, I couldn't help it. That was really fun.
Hey, look.
The look Vanessa, you gave me is totally
Listen,
worth
you
it.
Know very well Vanessa prays to the church.
Exactly.
I know she I does. Know. That's just why she's Hello. So full of shit.
Just He's I'm married merge, to a Vanessa.
I'm about to merge two churches, so just go okay, with me go, here.
Oh, yeah.
I actually saw a similar post to this, I want to say last year, when they traveled to the same area-ish. But she's a big...
Can you just adopt me already?
She's a big Outlander fan. And
who isn't?
Well, a lot of people aren't, but...
And if you're not...
You know what?
You're
not,
should.
I'm glad that they're not. I want to keep it small. Yeah. It feels more special.
Well, do you know that... So I saw this by...
So don't watch Outlander.
Well, let me get through this. Let me get through... I'll tell a small story and then I'll get back to you. So I saw this by the Spy Who Dumped Me on Tuesday. And did you... I was watching just interviews that Sam Heughan's been on the press tour, like promoting it.
Correct.
And he was on Regis and Kelly. And apparently there's like a group, the group for his followers, like the girls that are like his fangirls, are called the Hooligans.
I like that.
Oh, it's punny.
So we're Hooligans, guys.
It's punny, guys.
I like that one.
But anyway, so going back to Vanessa Nadal, apparently anytime they travel in the summer, as most people do, but they happen to be rich. Somewhere in, well, besides that, but somewhere in
Britain. I mean, why the fuck?
I don't know that they were in Scotland, because those henges are everywhere, but they were somewhere in Britain. In the Great British Isles. And apparently anytime they go by a henge or a stone circle, she puts her hand on every single stone.
And I would too.
Basically, it's like, peace, babe.
Yeah. And but it turned into, so he posted it and he was, let me find the article real quick, just so I can
well, you look for the article.
I can quote this accurately, just because I want, because it turned into like a whole thread.
Yeah, you well, look, my favorite like response to it was Claire's.
Well, yeah,
yeah. Hold on, I'm gonna go through.
Yeah, that. Well, to say how, but we're saying like we wanted to keep it small. When I was in Disney, and it doesn't happen. It's the first time it's ever happened. I was in Disney and I saw a woman and I screamed at Stephanie. Like I texted Stephanie because you weren't with me.
They are in Scotland because they're in Cardiff.
And the woman was wearing the name of the print shop.
Yeah,
like it was a black T-shirt. Yeah. And it just happened to have, and it said, give me the,
Alexander was, Malcolm.
A Malcolm print shop. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, I literally screamed at this woman.
You did.
And she was so, but the funny thing about it is that she was so happy
that somebody recognized
it. She's like, oh my God, no one has mentioned it to me all day. And I'm like, no. Well. I get this. I understand you right now.
I love that.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, it is a very small.
It's a small group community, but we're, you know.
I like that it's small. I like that because it's more special.
Keeps our odds
it feels
better.
Exclusive.
Our odds are better.
The odds are in our favor.
So here's the thread. So this is the picture of Vanessa.
It looks like she's knocking on it.
Well,
like, whatever. Hello, let me in, please.
Like, Jamie, let me in.
Where are you? James, open the door.
James Alexander Malcolm McDonald. So it says, every time we pass a damn hinge, my wife tries to Outlander her way to Jamie Land. Give it up, lady.
Jamie Land. She's already already in Jamie
to
Land.
To which the Outlander, official Outlander page goes, well, she can't throw away her shot. Just be careful. There's no telling how far in the past she'll go. Sorry, we'll stop now. But hold on, I can't. And then a shit ton of people are just like,
no, Claire's like, was my favorite. She's
never
like,
give
I'll
up
sell him.
Never give up, Vanessa, with like the gif of Jamie's ass, which, you know,
is always appreciated,
always.
But I like that
hold on, I'm trying to find that actual like back and forth, because I can't, there's so many people that have commented on it at this point, but
hold on. Well, she offered to sell her Jamie for Hamilton tickets,
which seems appropriate.
I agree.
Fair trade.
At this point,
fair trade. But I mean, is she selling him permanently or like on a temporary basis?
But there's also a bunch of people that have replied she's not alone and have replied with their own hand pictures, which I would 100% do.
Oh, me too.
Oh yeah, if we went,
if I ever ended up in Scotland, yeah. I would. There's a henge. We need to stop.
Every single
just like
one.
I did when we went to Italy. I'm like, oh, there's a river. I need to stop and put my feet in it because I need to touch like every single body of water that I possibly can while we're in Italy, because mermaid. And I'm like, I need to touch all the water, and I did. And my dad was like, can we please move on? I'm like, no.
We also have to have a stone, so I have to make sure that we have our like rings on it.
Exactly. Duh. Like, I've got
that precious gem.
Precious gem.
Gotta pay my way through the stone. it's, I'll give it up. It's fine. I mean, I love you, ring, but bye.
Bye. Peace.
I mean, for Jamie, it's a fair trade.
Listen, for Jamie, we're willing to give up electricity.
Seriously, basic hygiene.
Okay. Let's see, what are we willing?
My children.
Well, we're not going to talk about those, but we're willing to give up.
Okay, I can make new ones with
you. Exactly.
We can make new ones with Jamie.
We're willing to give up basic electricity.
Okay, I found the thread. So when you're done,
finish. So electricity,
hygiene.
Shaving.
That's part of hygiene, but
well,
okay.
Yeah.
Hygiene/shaving.
Most of our rights.
Even though Jamie, for all his good progressive things, he's very progressive, and he treats her like he makes sure that her opinion is always.
But then again, they got married.
We're giving up fried foods.
Fried food. Processed
like
food.
Chicken nuggets.
Like comfortable clothing.
Yeah, yeah, we'd be back
leggings,
in corsets.
Leggings.
Fucking leggings. We'd be giving up leggings for Jamie. Do you understand the magnitude?
Wine, because it's only mead at that point.
No, but there's wine. It's expensive.
But
Jamie's cousin's a French wine importer. Okay. So there we go.
We're good then there.
Figure that out. See, we're so resourceful. Okay. So
our cars.
So, oh yeah. Well, we can ride horses with Jamie.
But they smell.
No, but horses like make you orgasm.
And I have a title.
You've never heard that? That's like a thing.
Soda washing machine.
No, but oh, we'd be giving up washing machines.
Oh shit! Yeah. We gotta like wash gotta, by like a
shit yeah in the
with,
river.
With the
washboard.
What? Yes, that's the word.
And wardrobes, because there's like three pieces that you're wearing.
Yes, that's they wear it. The same dress. I mean, I don't. Whatever. But still,
hot variety water, shopping. Hot water.
Hot water. Well, they have hot water, but you have to like heat it over a fire. Well,
and no. This is all like. Beginning outlander.
We don't have indoor plumbing. We're giving up indoor plumbing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in a pot in your room, and then eventually somebody will come along and empty the pot.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, because all we're talking pre like
all for one person.
Yeah, because like
with we don't even know if he'll have us.
Worth it.
Worth it. Listen, it's worth it. I'm not throwing away my shot.
Okay, so this is what. So in response to this, Sam Heughan has tweeted: "The lady has remarkable taste." Diana Gabaldon, author of the Outlander series, tweets: "Send her my regards." Katrina Balfe tweets, I'll sell him to her for some Hamilton tickets. Hashtag everyone has a price. Hashtag just feed and water him daily.
You know, I feel like
that would be more expensive to feed and water him daily.
Oh my God, he probably eats like a beast.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
I'm okay with that.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Again, you have to like.
Yeah, he does.
And Vanessa, you have to cook clean.
I mean. Well, no, because if we're married to Jamie, we have servants, right? Like,
now.
Not yet.
In the beginning, they did.
No.
It's yes. Only in France.
In Lollybrock, they have
for a little bit.
Help.
Yeah, but where we're currently at and where we're currently this going to, te jodieron. for a little while. They'll get it back.
And then those corsets in North Carolina. Oh.
Yeah, this whole season takes place in North Carolina.
And season one was rapey.
Yeah, season one was very rapey.
Book one had a lot of crazy men shit.
Yeah.
Dealing with all sorts of like possessive males.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. But Jamie protects you from that stuff.
There's a lot we're giving up for you, Sammy.
Seriously.
We're giving it for Jamie.
Well,
Ewan is like today.
But he's like the embodiment of Jamie, so.
So, yeah. Anyway.
And there's women around the world.
Yeah, there's women around the world willing to give up all of this shit. Yeah.
For the chance of a Jamie. Not Jamie.
A Jamie. Possibility of Jamie.
Because
I wonder if anybody's been successful.
We would never know.
We wouldn't know, would we?
Okay, I can still wonder.
I don't think so.
I just gotta ruin all the fun.
But there's a bunch of people that have like retweeted their hand picture.
I would do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there a Henge at Epcot? Can we try that one?
I don't think there is.
There should be Scotland at Epcot.
No, but there's in England.
Yeah, but England doesn't
has henges.
It's like a bowl.
It's not the. It's not
okay.
A
well, maybe during like food and wine festival when they
we'll give it a Scotland, shot,
they should have like a little portable Henge, and we could be like, hey.
Yeah, they do have a Scotland booth at food and wine festival. Yeah,
just walk up to the Scotland booth all of a sudden. Do you need anything? No, not right now.
Just touch
your booth. What are you doing?
It might be a port on a Jamie.
Listen, it's worth a shot.
Except, I hate to burst your bubble, but It just travels through time, not space. So it would, if it did,
we'd end up like in a America.
Swamp. Exactly.
In a swamp.
Exactly.
Everglades.
Exactly.
That's not romantic.
That's not what we want.
That's this in deliverance. Scotland.
It's not deliverance. We're not going back to find those, like, you know, bum ba dum bang. Yeah, no.
Exactly. It's in, it, we have to be in Scotland for this to work.
This is true. So at least find a Scot. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
We have to actually, like, cross the ocean.
We'd be giving up, like, pads and tampons. Like,
it's just cotton batting. Like, it was like cotton batting back then.
Yeah. And then, like, in the book, she, like, describes.
Yeah, and you, like, wow. Well, I've read enough historical romance. Like, you, like, safety pin the shit to, like.
So you're just, in essence, wearing a diaper.
Basically.
God, being a girl sucks sometimes.
We've made strides.
We have.
Still a long way, ladies.
Still a lot to go, but we've made strides.
Yeah.
Hashtag feminism.
So, in conclusion, Vanessa, not you, the other Vanessa, appreciate your efforts and we encourage you to continue to try, because if it does work for you, you are all of us, and you go for all of us.
And you know what? I think that there's many women around the world which will listen, they're the children of the world now.
Yeah. they belong to all of us
because Lin-Manuel is not like a wanna like jump him guy. He's like, we must protect him.
He's that guy that friend zones you into dating him. Like, he tricks you into, like, mm-hmm. liking him, because he's like, he's cool, and like, he's the guy that you, like, cry to when your boyfriend's an asshole, and then it's like, it takes you 6 months to realize that you like him.
Yeah, when he, like, stops answering your phone calls.
Right.
Why isn't he answering it's
like, when he finally gets, like, some nerdy girl that likes.
And you're like, wait a minute.
Right.
That was my nerd.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
This works.
That's how my friend pushed me into dating Mary.
Lovely story.
Like,
yeah.
She was like, somebody's going to take him, and you're going to be really upset if they do. And I was like, okay, I'll date him.
Fine. Here we are.
I'll date him till I get bored, and then I'll break up with him. I'm still waiting to get bored.
Well, that's a good sign, I guess.
Yeah. He's entertaining.
Give him that.
Yeah. He's not a lot of things, but entertaining he is.
We can't deny. You know. He's a pretty okay comic.
That's kind of shitty. I love you, babe. I think you're hilarious.
So
I blame Jeff.
Disney this week dropped a new photo of the princesses in Wreck-It Ralph. Mm. Have you guys seen this? Did you see this?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So apparently part of Vanellope's befriending the princesses is getting them to be more, like, laid back. So there's a picture of all of them just, like, hanging out in that room sitting in beanbags, and they're in sweats.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be, like, comfortable princesses. And they actually said that they made an effort to make these princesses look like people as opposed to...
Princesses?
As opposed to... Yeah.
Oh,
but look how cute they look!
That's so cute.
And, like, their sweats, like, match them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're
like Disney bounded.
They exactly. That's exactly what they did.
They Disney bounded.
That's so cute. I love it.
Yeah.
Or they're, like, Descendants, like, dressing.
No.
I like Elsa's sweater says, just let it go. That's so cute.
You're branded for life, girl. Yeah. I think my mom has that sweater.
So I thought that was cute.
It is really cute. And did you see Snow White has the Descendants?
She has the Descendants apple on it, yeah.
Of course.
That's so cute.
But and then they get Gal Gadot.
Well, yeah, that was the other thing. Wreck-It Ralph, there's a, like, promo coming out. Is Gal Gadot announced that she...
We should share that picture.
That she is she's playing a character, which we didn't know.
Oh,
because
cool.
We knew that Taraji was in this, which I love Taraji. But we did not know that Gal Gadot was in this, and now she is. So super cool. Yay. Go Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
There's also rumors that she's going to be playing Hedy Lamarr, which would be super cool. Do you guys know who Hedy Lamarr is?
I do, which is amazing.
Do you know who Hedy Lamarr
No.
is?
No.
She's basically, the best way I've heard it described, which would be in, like, not now, but, like, maybe, like, 10 years ago, she would have been the Britney.
Wow.
Like, she would have been the Britney Spears of
her day.
Of her day.
So she basically, like, is brilliant, like, super smart. but nobody would take her seriously. So she married a rich guy and became an actress, but then eventually invented the technology that would become what we would use as GPS
and Wi-Fi.
Gotcha. And Wi-Fi. Yeah. In our phones. So the only way that anybody would take her seriously was like through her husband, which is like really unfortunate, but
I mean, but like, it basically was like, she was like what everybody considered like, and the reason I say the Britney Spears is like, if right now Britney Spears, you found out that she created a cure for cancer,
right,
you would just be like,
or like how we found out that Britney paints and sells them for $10,000. I mean,
yeah, but like Kendrick Lamar created, and like the only problem was that like years down the line, she forgot to redo the patent,
right.
Making, and I think the government bought it, or somebody bought it. Well, yeah, she sold it
to military. She sold it to military. All that kind of tech usually goes to military first.
Yeah. And then she had the patent, but she forgot, or her estate forgot. I can't remember which one it was.
It was her estate, because I think she had already passed.
Yeah, they forgot to renew it. So it's
everywhere now.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
Which is why we have it. But that technology was invented by her.
Cool. There's an episode of Timeless about that, because Timeless is a great show. Just saying.
I'm trying to make Fetch happen.
I love that show so much. I'm so sad, but I'm glad I'm getting a 2-hour movie, so it's okay.
Where's my hashtags? They're.
What are you doing?
She's sharing the picture.
I'm sharing our like talk to us thing that we haven't posted in a really long time.
Oh my God, I just noticed.
What?
In the picture of the princesses, Cinderella, because you were saying that Elsa's sweater said let it go. Cinderella says G2G.
Got to go.
That's so cute.
That's really.
I just noticed
funny.
It. I was like, "What is she wearing?"
That's really.
And
really
it says funny. "Got to go." I was like, "I want that sweater so badly."
Wait, Khloe Kardashian got cheated on again?
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Perez Hilton posted a video about it.
We don't talk about him.
Yeah,
I know we don't, but
we don't talk about it. He banded our friends.
He banded our friends. We don't talk about.
He banned our friends, so he can sit on a cactus.
No. I like cactuses.
I thought you were going to defend Perez. I was like, where are you going with this?
Why would I do that?
He got Missy banned from Twitter for 12 hours.
That has never happened to anyone I know but Missy.
I know.
It's amazing.
Like, nobody ever gets replied to by a celebrity. Like, why would that happen?
Like, all of the shit gets ignored, and Missy's gets, like, not only acknowledged, but banned.
Banned as a hate crime. Or like as harassment
or something like that. Did she finally say the story for WooBro?
Mm-hmm. She did, yeah.
I'm a little bit behind on my WooBros.
Oh, if you listen to WooBro, also Missy of the from the podcast, will recount the entire story of how Perez Hilton
banned her from Twitter. It's really funny.
So, off topic of celebrities. Before I forget it. So I was telling Vanessa when I got here, I was like, remind me later to tell you the story of I was tired and I almost didn't come tonight. And then.
And then this happened?
And then this happened. So I'm in my house. I'm getting Nathan ready for bed. Took him out of the bath. Like, he gave him his bath, all that stuff. And then his new thing is that he wants to be blow dried. Because he doesn't want his hair.
Oliver loves getting blow dried.
Yeah, so he wanted to have his hair blow dried, and he was like in front of the thing, making the front of his hair do like this little like flip thing. So
you're already doing this.
He was doing this. Like, he took the blow dryer away from me and like wouldn't let me touch his hair because he was making his hair do like some front flip thing. So he's standing on the toilet, like closed lid. So we're there and he's doing this, and I'm like, Nathan, stop moving.
He fall off the toilet.
The toilet bowl lid
collapsed.
Slid backwards. Goes back. Nathan goes feet first
into the toilet.
Nice.
Lovely.
His legs, are covered in like
toilet water.
Clean.
It was empty. Yeah,
okay, no, so
it was
just fine.
Clean toilet water.
It's
just water.
Yeah, and then it splashed onto me. Splashed onto the floor. The toilet bowl lid is like laying on the floor.
But I don't understand. How did the
I guess the screws have gone like a little bit loose on the two things.
Yeah.
And he was like rocking on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he must have like rocked back, and it just like, because it was, I guess it must have been a wet, because Jeff was also just finishing up his shower.
Okay, so it's Jeff's fault.
So the bathroom was moist, and there was condensation in places. So I guess there was condensation around the toilet bowl. So when he was, and it like, it was the perfect storm.
Yeah.
And here's naked Jeff coming out of the bathtub to see the backwards Nathan in, splash up, water all over the floor, and it was just a, and then of course my poor child is just like, "Mommy, I fell in the toilet."
How dare the toilet try to swallow me alive.
So of course we had to like take off his pants, mm-hmm. you know, do a little quick wash, just to, even though it's clean toilet water, it's, you're still toilet water. Right. And then like, I'm then just standing there, and I'm like, give me a towel for the floor. I am going to fall because the floor is just covered in water. And I was like, I need to go. I need to get out of this.
Hail or rain, it's not going to stop me. I need to go.
And I was like, okay, we're finishing eating. I'm just, I'm like, go give him a bath. And then you had said, I'm going to head over to Publix.
But also, La Vieja didn't want to drive in the rain. No. So
I don't blame her.
I offered to pick her up.
I don't blame you.
So I want to bring...
Because it's Miami.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to bring up something that... This has always been kind of like a pet peeve of mine. And my sister-in-law, friend of the podcast, Lisa...
What up, Lisa?
Where's the spreadsheet?
Did she make the spreadsheet yet?
Just need to know, Lisa.
She brought this up. She was at the nail salon, apparently. And she overheard someone say that their child was 35 months old.
Listen, once you pass 18,
I can't even do that math. No. Yeah, I feel like 18 months
is once enough. The clothing,
yeah, once the clothing jumps to 2T, you're done,
because there's really no 24 months. It's the same as
2T.
Yeah, there's really no point to it.
And I think the only brand that I've seen it in that does it is Carter's.
Carter's is really the only one, because
everybody just jumps to 2T, yeah, because so, it's the same thing.
So I've always said, because I feel that there is a difference between...
Is that a three-year-old?
Yeah,
that's almost three.
Yeah, no, that's too much. Like, there is a difference between... a year old, because my kid wasn't 12 months. My kid was a year.
Yeah, right? Three is 36 months. Yeah. So that's 2 years and 11 months.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he was...
See, he's almost three.
Yeah, and then he was an 18-month-old, because there is reason...
There's a big difference.
And also, 18 months,
yeah,
you
I
have...
Yeah, I had a bathing suit.
You have shots.
That, I had a bathing suit that was Nathan, that Nathan wore when he was like 8 months old, that Link wore when he was 18 months old.
Yeah.
But like, and also, I think 18 months, isn't there a shot?
There's a shot.
A lot of shots.
So but I feel that like eight, so I feel like at 18 months there's also a shot.
Oh, I think the MMR they can't get before 8 a year.
Yeah.
Ah, what is on my foot? Oh. Tortured
him. Mike Stan tried to kill Steph.
But
like, so I feel like at 18 months, like there's like things that are like, there's a milestone at 18 months too. Like,
it's the MMR.
There's things. So 18 months, I'll give you, because I believe, but once, like, oh, he's almost two. Then he's two. He's two and a half. He's almost three.
What the fuck are you doing telling people they're 35 months? What kind of, in the words of Titus, what white nonsense is this?
And also, who the fuck knows? We had to get a calculator.
Who does that much math?
Seriously. Like, if you told me your kid's 30-something months, I'm just going to look at you, blankly stare, and go,
How old
is that? Because I'm not thinking.
I'm not
right
doing
now.
The math.
No, not doing the math. Is he four? Because that's about as, that's it. So, no. If 18 months, I can do that quick math. 12, 18, 24, I'm done.
Yeah.
No.
Because... Honestly, like, in the beginning, it makes a difference, you know, between 3 months and, like, 7 months, 9 months. Like, that kind of stuff. You're like, okay, there's developmental milestones. Yeah. Once you pass 18 months, I mean, really.
And there's clothing.
Yeah.
Hey, how old is your kid? My kid's 9 months. Oh, so he's...
Is he wearing 9 months? Oh, no, he's smaller. He's bigger. Yeah, he's... Like, Sophie grew with the clothes. Like, when Sophie was 18 months, she was wearing... 18 months.
Nope.
Oliver is 3 years old. He's wearing 5T and sometimes extra small from the boys department. So
I tried extra small like not that long ago to see if we could start shopping in the boys department, because I was like getting a little sad that we're almost out of the toddler. And and it's just, it was like swimming.
Yeah, no, I was very happy that I got to enjoy the toddler department with Sophie for 5 years, but I'm almost out of it with Oliver, and he's not even 4 yet.
No, Nathan's at,
he'll be 4 in October.
Nathan's at a, the shorts are the only thing that we're still at like a 4T to 5.
Because he's skinny. I have the same
problem. Because he has the skinny in the bottom, but the he's on a 5 to 6 already on shirts.
So I,
yeah, like Oliver.
The only reason Link is wearing 4T is because I packed up all the 3T stuff and I'm like, I'm just gonna do it now because he got so much stuff for his birthday that I have to do the clean out.
Right.
But it's like a little, like, all his clothes are a little too big for him.
Yeah.
All of his uniform, I just ordered Oliver's uniform shirts and I know that he's gonna kind of be swimming in them when they get here. But last year he was wearing Nate's old shirts and by the end of the year I couldn't even pull them over his head. They would get stuck on his ears because the neck hole wasn't big enough because.
Yeah, Nathan's a good ginormous. 5. Yeah, Nathan's a good 5 in his.
Oliver's a 5.
Is a straight 5 because I have I bought a 6 just in case because this summer they had a 6 like we were buying like a couple extra shirts and she's like, I have a 1 6 left. Do you want that one? And I'm like, you know what? Throw it in because let me see. And it sits in his closet still because it's too long. It's
gonna grow
into too long.
They heard us. They just released like princess selfies.
Oh, that's cute.
I really want share that
shirt. Too. Like, okay. Well, speaking of princess selfies, somebody wants to talk to us.
Yeah, I already told them. I flipped them off.
So our friend, our new intern, Geek Bro intern Suarez wants us to talk about the adult Disney princess makeovers and how can we get Stephanie B. Bell.
And I already told him to go fuck himself.
I'm super excited that adults can get makeovers. I feel like this
is kind of old news, though.
It is.
Because
I think they like just released another article about it,
But even like a few years back when I know we were going to take Michaela to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, like I asked, I was like, listen, I'm not weird, don't judge me, but like, can adults do this? And they were like, yeah, we just can't sell you the clothes, but yeah, if you wanted to get your hair and makeup done, like, we could totally, like, but at that time it was gonna be like whatever the little girls did. Like, now I guess they're doing like
professional
hair and makeup,
but I feel like it's not at the Bibbidi Bobbidi. I feel it's at a hotel.
I didn't open the article, so I couldn't.
It's at a hotel. It's at Disney Springs, I think. I don't think it's at the park.
It's something like that. It's not.
It'd be helpful if we read it. Huh?
Yeah, I haven't read that. I feel like when I first read it, that it was something like that.
Yeah, I'm totally down. I'm not doing.
That would be a great mama's outing if we all went and got princess makeovers next time we go to Disney.
I mean, I'm down, but I don't have bangs, so I don't know how they would do it.
They can make fake bangs, like they take some
like
of your hair,
like a victory roll kind of sort of
maybe. Yeah, or just like take some of your hair and pull it forward and it
maybe,
or maybe they bangs. Have like the little clip on
or clip on bangs.
Oh yeah, okay, hang on. Adult friend at the Census Spa, which is either at Grand Floridian or at
I think it's at a hotel
at Saratoga.
Yeah, I thought it was like
Census. They have it two locations,
but it's still
Saratoga
not,
is by Disney Springs. It's there's like
but
a
it's still not
it,
so. In the park.
It's not in the park,
so you have to make two stops,
right?
So it means that's you fine, walk into it. The park looking like that.
This is true,
but if you do it at Grand Floridian, you can just hop on the monorail when you're done.
Also true.
I would totally do it. But like, but get our hair. I would totally get like our hair and makeup done.
But then
and then Disney bound.
Well, yeah.
Like I wouldn't do the dresses.
You can't wear a costume. You can't wear a costume into the park.
And also, I would do it in like December, so we're not melting.
No, but if they spray you down with what the actual Disney princess used, the Ben Nye makeup setting spray, that if you think the Urban Decay All Nighter doesn't make your makeup move. The Ben Nye spray is like cement on your face.
That sounds bad.
It's like putting Mod Podge on your face.
Yeah, that sounds bad for your skin.
It's stage makeup. It's like stage and runway stuff. But that's how they always look so perfect.
Because they're Disney princesses and they always look perfect.
It's perfection. If they set your face in that, it doesn't really matter.
See, I'm not blonde, but we can make this happen.
I'm not a redhead either.
Do they sell wigs as part of this thing?
But I wouldn't want a wig. I would want them to style my hair.
Yeah.
So you want like a big 80s, like, because that's what
dude,
you're gonna
I'll
get.
Totally fucking rock the 80s.
Listen, I have to wear bangs. Like a fucking like bun up here if I'm doing that.
It's perfect. We guys, like for real, we have to do this.
But like I said, like, and then like I need my G2G sweater to wear.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually blonde.
Okay.
So would you like
a cookie?
Yes.
You work. The rest of us.
The rest of us don't. All right.
I think that's probably the reason that I wanted to be blonde is because since I was a little girl, like since that was always my favorite princess, I always wanted to be blonde. Well, I was blonde till I was like 5, and then my hair started going darker. And then when I was like really watching obsessively, I was like, "She's blonde. I'm gonna be blonde."
I wanted to be blonde for a while, like Cinderella. I did it. I just realized that it's just a lot of upkeep. I got the highlights now. That's about it.
It is.
Yeah, I have the highlights for the purple, so maybe I can just do red just for this Disney day.
Yeah, like I have my pink ones. I could always just not do the pink.
Just let it fade until it's blonde, and then it's fine.
Because I'm going to put in more.
Perfect. Perfect. Planned. Party planned.
Let's done. Do
it. Thanks, intern.
Thank you, intern, for the wonderful topic. And also, Sarah.
She got married.
Justine's here. She got married.
She got married.
Congrats, boo boo. She wants to know if you finally finished watching Brave.
I always finished watching Brave. Brave was one of the ones that I had seen the whole thing.
Yeah, she just doesn't get it.
It's not that I didn't get it. I got it. It just was like, okay. I don't have mommy issues.
Neither do I. But ish.
That's a lie.
Ish.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I don't have mommy issues.
I said ish.
Well, and like, and as quote unquote issues, like I didn't. It just wasn't like the, like that communication thing or that, like, you know, my mom like
couldn't like think back to when you were a teenager.
We never had that problem. Liar. My dad passed away when I was 15. My mom was all I had. So we were like,
get out of here, Lorelai Gilmore.
Seriously, Jesus way to bring Christ. The room down, bro.
I know, but I'm like serious. Like my mom and me have always like I never had that like. Strife or my mom holding me back or my mom like judging or not. We just
my mom's cool man.
Oh no, she's not cool at all. My don't even pretend along, yeah we get along. Don't go on in.
Listen, your mom is like my soul, like my soul sister.
Well,
like,
her.
It's okay. We're twins. One of the, it's fine. One of the teachers where I work has become like the Jewish mom I always wanted. She's like, she like texted me yesterday. She was like, she just texted me to tell me she missed me.
Oh God.
Aww.
Like,
it's the mommy you always wanted.
It's the mom I always wanted.
Well, like Lisa hung out with my mom.
Your real mom doesn't hear this because
she doesn't even. Oh man, not that she's gonna listen to this either. But the other day, David's grandmother, he was like, we were trying to leave. He was trying to leave to come record Geekmore.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, ¿y qué un podcast? ¿Qué es esto? And he was like trying to explain to her what it was. And she's like, ¿y cómo yo puedo ver esto? And I was like, abort! Abort!
Abort mission! Abort!
Abort! I was texting him. I'm like, do not explain to her. Because his grandmother is actually very tech savvy and she wouldn't be able to figure it out. And then he didn't tell her the name of anything we do, thank God. But it's
like, abuela.
The last thing that you want to hear is me talking about your grandson's dicks, ladies.
His like, dick pics. Yeah, that like, he I know
my uncle,
week.
Like my uncle listens
because like uncle.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. No, have I met him.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you guys have met my crazy uncle
in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, he's a trip. Like he
left us a review on iTunes.
Yeah, he left us a review.
He did.
Yeah, my uncle's nuts. I love him. We're like me and him are like the black sheep of our of the entire family. So we understand each other. So like everybody else is like, oh, Marco doesn't call me or this is not Christmas. And like I'll be like, me and Marco talk. Because we text each other. Hey, you okay? Yeah, I'm okay.
Character okay. Couture is what it's called.
But yeah,
I'm down.
But yeah, my thing that's the things I just never.
That's what they did. Look, these girls did it, and then they Disney bound it in the park.
Yeah, that's what you do. You just Disney bound.
Yeah, I want to do it.
I'm in, but it has to be like December, January.
Mm-hmm.
I need. I do not do full hair and makeup, without like AC.
Well, yeah, that's why December is the right time to do it.
That's cute.
Like they did it.
Oh, I like it.
I mean, I'm not going to be Cunty Belle, but you know, whatever.
We'll leave that for Missy.
Oh my God, Missy would totally do it. Is that her favorite?
Yeah.
Like, I know the book thing, but is that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Fuck Belle. Fuck that shit. Anyway.
Sorry, I'm amused by that.
That's okay.
And I'm good. I'm about to reach a sugar high, so we're working.
So yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready?
Yeah.
Thanks for holding, guys. Sorry about that. We ran out of battery and we're back.
So this was summer.
Yes. Summer is coming to a close. We have 1 week, left.
And if you're a teacher, you're done.
Yeah. If you're a teacher, I know all of my teacher friends are like prepping and like
the vacation's over. Bitches.
Back to Sarah. Sarah posted like what her classroom looks like, and it's really cute.
I don't have her on
Mama's follow, so you can look it up on there. But she like posted her classroom, and like I'm seeing, you know, Daniel DeBona from What's Good. Like he's also, I think he's a kindergarten teacher, so he's like posting about going back to school.
DeBona teaches kindergarten?
I think so.
Hilarious. Like I love guys that teach elementary school because they're so few and far between.
They are,
and they're usually amazing teachers.
Oh, so speaking of amazing teachers and guys and stuff, Sophie was in a summer camp. I've mentioned this before. She was in a summer camp for kids with ADHD. It's a summer treatment program, run by the local university here. And they are studying the children. They've done like MRIs. They're going to be like following Sophie and her class for the next two summers after this one. So it's like really, it's super, super intense program.
Does she get to go back?
She gets to go back next summer and then the following summer for 4 weeks.
Link is
going to
be there next summer as part of the control group.
So she gets to go back next summer for, it's she does a half session, not the whole session. So it's going to only be 4 weeks, which is good because it was really, really intense. Like this summer, she was only allowed to miss 3 days. And if she missed more than 3 days, like they would have had to ask her to leave the program, because then after them missing 3 days, like because they're researching, they're studying the kids, and then it throws off the data. So if she missed more than 3 days, like, sorry. Sorry, Charlie, you're out. And thank God, like, she didn't miss not one single day, which I was kind of worried about that. So next summer, and like, we couldn't take vacation. We couldn't do any of that stuff. So this summer was kind of like, I couldn't do anything fun between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. with her because she had to be in summer camp. But next summer, it's only 4 weeks. So it's only going to be 4 weeks of like strictness, but then 4 weeks where I can either keep her home or put her in another camp or whatever. But it's going to be for the next 2 years. She's going to have half programs with them.
That's cool.
And I'm like over the moon ecstatic about it because I've seen a huge change in her. But one of her there's 14 kids in her class, and they had 6 counselors in the class.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was pretty much like one counselor for every 2 kids, and fucking shows, man, like the attention that these kids got. And like she had good days and bad days, but the thing that helped with this camp was that I also had class. So every Monday for 8 weeks, I had to spend 2 hours in a classroom where they were like teaching me things, which I thought was fantastic. But one of her counselors is a guy, and I think she has a crush on him.
Aww.
Because she's the only one. He's the only one that, like, because last night was their end of the summer show, and like they did a little awards ceremony in the classroom. And he's the only one that she, like, had to go give him a hug. And she was like, I'm so sad. I'm not going to see Mr. N anymore. And I'm so, like, I'm never going to see him again. And, like, every time we talk about it, the other day she told my brother, she's like, Mr. N can beat you up because he has big muscles.
And
my brother was like, I'm going to beat his ass. And then he looked at me, he's like, can I beat his ass? And I was like, I don't think so. but yeah, so I think she has a crush on him, and I think it's really cute because she's so upset about not seeing him again. But it was a really, really great program, and I recommend it to anybody whose kids are struggling with ADHD because it's fucking fantastic. And it's, they actually told us that they did a test where they studied the kids whose parents did the parenting part, like the parenting classes.
Okay.
And those kids didn't go to the program, but the parents did the classes. And they had the exact same results with the kids, with the parents just taking the classes. So really, the progress wasn't coming from the program. It was coming from the parents. But I don't care.
It says a lot about
parenting.
Parenting.
Mm-hmm. It really does. And honestly, the thing that I got from it is that you just need to be consistent with what you do.
Yeah.
Because really, it was, if you have to do it, and you have to do it the same way every single time. Like, they gave us very specific steps for timeout and very specific steps with how to play with your kids and how to read to your kids and how to do all this stuff. But the most important one is the timeout. And like, when your kids say, when you tell them, I'm going to put you in timeout, you're going to put them in timeout. Like, that is like following through with what you're saying. Because if you just say, I'm going to put you in timeout, and you don't do anything, saying I'm going to put you in timeout is an empty threat, you know? So, I don't know. I feel like she got a lot out of it. I got a lot out of it. And I'm really excited. Like, I'm looking forward to her first grade because last year was shitty as fuck. So, I'm hoping that next year is better.
But that's cool that there's, like, programs out there that it's not just, you know, because, yeah, some kids just, like, Nathan just went to his school's summer program, which they do like a minimal curriculum, and then they do a bunch of activities thrown in to like make the weeks interesting. Basically, it's more of a get to know you with the new teacher,
right?
Which is why I always keep him in, because
kind of like Oliver's, like he's with his new teacher, but it's like summer. They're just playing,
so they got to meet the new teacher. The teacher gets to know him a little bit, so that when and we're not going to get much more of this because, like, that's it. For at least for Nathan, this is the last year that that's going to happen.
Right.
Because this year his teacher...
He's VPK, right?
He's in VPK starting next week. Not this, not the next, but the 20th. But next year, that's it.
Kindergarten, yeah.
He'll be in, so there's no program before the school to get to know that kinder teacher. It's just going to be the first day of school and...
Like, this is your new teacher.
This is your new teacher, which I'm terrified about. But yeah, so like we just want, but like it's cool that there's actually like other like options,
yeah,
for like the summer programs and stuff like that for kids to like get help. And I know you were telling me that like another one of our friends, she did something else.
Yeah, they also have the same people. It's run by like the same like doctor that runs the Dr. Graziano that he runs the summer treatment
program. I played poker with him.
He's really cool.
He's a nice guy.
He's a really great guy. He runs like the whole program at FIU. Like he's the director of the Department of Children and Families for FIU or whatever. And he, they have a program. It's the acronym is HIP, and it's like a healthy something, something, something. I don't know, but it like teaches kids about making the right choices to eat and like being active and, you know, to have a healthy lifestyle. So our friend Paula, who was on the podcast a couple episodes back, her son was in that program and she felt the same way. Like she loved it. She had a really bad kinder experience, as did I. Hers was way worse than mine, but we both had a bad experience with kindergarten and we both felt the same way that we're like, you know, it feels so wonderful to have made a good decision, like something that panned out well for our children. Because like, had you asked me about, and still if you asked me about Sophie's school, I'm like 50-50 on the fence with it, because her pre-K was fantastic, but then her kinder sucked, and that's the only reason she's still there is because her pre-K was fantastic. So I'm like, 1 year was good, 1 year was bad, maybe first grade will be good again. But Paula had put him in a new school. They effed it up and she pulled him out. Like, he's going to do first grade somewhere else. So, you know, it's...
Yeah, and in...
It sucks. And then we have a friend of ours who's putting her son in daycare for the first time. He's not even two yet. And she's like, how do you make a decision? How do you know that you made the right decision? Yeah. I'm like, honestly, you don't know that you made the right decision for your kid. Because we were telling her, like, what the curriculum, like, what if, you know, if he's better at playing independently and learning independently, you know, like the Montessori style is better, but if he's not, if he's a little lazier when it comes to that aspect, he needs a more structured school, like a regular school. And she's like, well, how do you know what kind of curriculum? And you're like, you don't until you put him in the school. You just don't. I mean, look yeah. at look at Nathan and Oliver. They were both in the same daycare and it just wasn't working out for Nathan. And now he's in the right place for him. And Oliver's doing amazing where Nathan wasn't. And
yeah, it's just literally like, just a kid and you don't
it's
know.
It's just a kid and you don't know until you're in it.
Yeah, the
you
kid,
just don't.
Yeah, Nathan needed a more of a combined, which is what his school now does. It's a Montessori approach, mm-hmm. but it's not a Montessori school,
but it's more structured than
it's
Montessori.
It's more structured than Montessori, but they do a lot of teach through play,
right,
which he responds to, but he also needs a little bit more structure than a Montessori school will give,
right?
But Montessori, there's a lot of research that Montessori isn't like super beneficial past a certain age,
right?
Like past basically like the preschool age, like once you get into kinder and first, like Montessori there they exist, like Montessori elementaries exist, but as they continue to get older they need more structure. Yeah. So Montessori, I think Montessori is great for preschool, like if you have a kid that's independent kid and can handle it, it's not for everyone, it's definitely not for everyone.
Well, like but. Friend of the podcast Patty had her kids in a Montessori style school and for her daughter it was amazing and for her son it's not working out. So yeah. It even within families, like it's every child is different. So
yeah, like Nathan needs a structured school that's going to make him like, you need to sit for a circle time. You need to sit here. Right. You need to do this. Mm-hmm. But also every once in a while throw in, you know, okay, today we're going to learn about fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. So we're going to bring in
right.
these, you know, things. So he gets like to feel like if he's playing out, I've sat in on a Montessori
because there's going to come a point where he's going to have to sit still yeah, he's going to have to sit
for the whole yeah, day.
The whole yeah. day. And
because
that's why
in honestly, like Sophie did VPK in a regular elementary school. She didn't do it in a daycare because I hated the daycare that she was in at the time. So I put her in elementary school and she had to sit. Like she had to sit at her desk. It was a group table, but she had to sit for most of the day. And yeah, they had centers and yeah, they still did circle time and they still had like a nap time, but she had to sit at her desk. They had times yeah. where they had work and right. they had to do it.
Yeah, like we had open house today and we met with his teacher and she was explaining to us like what her structure for the year is. And I'm glad because, you know, she like what she told me is what Nathan needs. He needs that structure. He needs to learn that. But then like I sat in when I was looking for schools for Nathan, I sat in on a class at a Montessori school and I thought I was going to lose my mind because yeah. it was just a lot of movement.
Right.
There was just a lot going on and I was like, my kid will not focus here.
Well, honestly, I did a field trip with Sophie last year where they went to the little farm. And there was, like, her whole kindergarten class was there. All the kids. There's 6 kindergarten classes. And there was also a Montessori school there. And let me tell you, not to, like, say that Montessori kids aren't behaved, but there was way more order in the giant 20 children, 6 classes of 20 children. There was way more order with those kids than with the 6 Montessori children. It was not 6 classes of Montessori children. 6 Montessori children were not, they wouldn't listen. And it may just be like, may have been having a bad moment.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Montessori is bad, but those kids weren't listening. They were running around. They were not focusing. Like they were just doing whatever they wanted to do because that's kind of how their class is set up. Well, so,
and also when it comes to some schools of thought, there's a lot of schools that think, a lot of people and stuff like that, that their belief is that children should be able to play and not actually be strict until kinder or stuff like that. Like, that's also a very
there's
European
people that think
model.
That kids shouldn't learn how to read till first grade.
Yeah, like, there's like a European
we
model.
Didn't
like,
learn
Sweden.
How to read until first
we
grade.
We didn't. I remember learning how to read like sentences in like first and
yeah,
second grade.
I remember.
Now they're learning in kinder.
I remember like those little booklets that we would have to take home that were like 6 or 8 pages long and there was like one sentence on each page and we would get them on Monday and by Friday we would have. I remember like sitting down with my teacher and my test on Friday was to read the book to her because I had to learn how to read. Like that was how we learn how to read. And I remember doing that in like first grade, and like second grade was still like, you're still learning how to read. Sophie knows how to read. She's in kindergarten. She's starting first grade. Like, she was already learning. Yeah. She was already learning how to read in pre-K. Like, they're, it, and they said it to us. I remember at the kindergarten open house, like, once school started, they were like, our kids are not living in the world that we used to live in. Like, they need to compete on a global level. It's and true. And like, as a teacher saying this, I'm like, they're in fucking kindergarten.
I know. Yeah. There's like some homework that you show me sometimes of Sophie's that we're trying to figure out, and I'm like,
yeah, we as a collective try to do Sophie's homework.
And it's not like the math homework, because she's still doing simple like adding and subtracting and stuff. It was some of the drawings just didn't make sense. I'm like,
but what? A lot of times when they like Xerox, like they make copies of stuff, like
it just gets like too dark
and you don't know what
or
it
like
is.
The Spanish homework, and they're like, what are they asking
what
for?
What word
here?
Is this? Like, I don't know it.
Yeah.
But back to Sophie's homework, I remember one time I sent you guys a video, it was like 12 or 14 pages that she needed to, and that was just one pack. She has two teachers. That was one packet from one of her teachers. And the other teacher has her own packet. And I'm like, this is, granted, she would get it on Monday, have to turn it in. Either one teacher would expect it on Friday and the other one would expect it the following Monday. So we had 5 to 7 days to do her work, but that's a lot of fucking work for a kindergartner. And again, I'm like, I'm super lucky that I pick her up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So we have all afternoon to do her homework.
Is she getting out any later this year?
No, she gets out at 2:50. But there's people that work till 5:30, 6 o'clock, and you're not getting home until 7.
Yeah, I can't help. Like, even Nathan with his little homework that he had in his PK3 class, like, we would have to do it either. Luckily, like, they wouldn't give homework until Fridays.
Right.
And then you had the weekend to do it. And I would be able to do it with him on like a Saturday or a Sunday. But if like there was a couple nights that like, you know, it's 6:30. I get out of work at 6. Yeah. Jeff gets out of work at 5. So it was like 6:45, 7 o'clock at night. And I'm trying to get this kid to focus. All he wants to do is sleep at this point.
Yeah.
So it's then, you know, my mom tries to do some stuff with him. But, you know, she's also trying to cook dinner at the same time and, you know, watch him cook dinner, well, like, do laundry for me, you know, to help us out.
One of Sophie's friends in kindergarten, I was talking to her and she was like, man, I don't know when we're going to be able to do this, because her parents pick up her daughter at 2, but her parents don't speak English, so they couldn't help with the English homework. And by the time she would get home, like, she would pick up her kid from her mom at, like, 6:30, but her mom's making dinner, so they would eat dinner. And by the time they got to their house, it was 8 o'clock at night, and that's when she's sitting down with a 6-year-old to do homework? Like, no.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because it's so late.
It's so late. And honestly, I know there's, like, so many different schools of thought on homework, but I feel like in kindergarten, homework shouldn't matter. It really shouldn't.
At least, like, with Nathan's, it didn't matter. It was just part of, like, reinforcing.
Right. Yeah. In pre-K,
it was more of a reinforcing. Yeah, Lincoln's doesn't matter. I mean, we do it because we do it, and David gets home by 3:30, and...
Right, and he's lucky that he can do that.
And he can do it. And my... All four of Lincoln's grandparents speak English, so it's not an issue
that makes
for
a
us.
Big
it
difference.
Won't... Yeah, no, because I remember, even though my grandfather was brilliant, so he spoke English and Spanish, so whenever I needed help with something, like, he would always help me, because my grandparents always picked us up. I never really had that problem where I never didn't have somebody to help me with my homework. So Lincoln is fortunate in that sense, but I get it. Like, there's plenty of people that, you know, this is, I mean, like, I would suggest maybe in the future, not even suggest, but maybe in the future you think about maybe just having, like, even consider just doing a homework tutor. Just someone that can sit there with him, just to, like, make sure that...
Well, we've talked about, like, what are we going to do come kindergarten?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the options is, like, if Nathan goes to one of the schools that we're planning on, not picking him up at 2.
Leaving him for aftercare? In aftercare, they'll do homework with
Leaving him for aftercare so that someone can help him with his homework, and then he would leave when Jeff leaves to go home at 5 instead of, you know, somebody picking him up earlier at 2, and then those 3 hours, well, he's waiting at home. He could just be sitting in aftercare, somebody helping him with his homework, right. doing
and
therapy,
aftercare
doing whatever.
Is great. I did aftercare my whole life.
Loves aftercare. Like, he doesn't need it. He would do it because my dad wouldn't get out at the same time as it. But now my dad's retired, like, my dad's gonna be picking him up and taking him. But Link would get mad. My dad would tell me, like, he gets mad at me when I pick him up from aftercare because he wants to stay.
I was just having this conversation today with one of my friends because her daughter, she's a stay-at-home mom. So her daughter is starting kindergarten this, like, in 2 weeks. Her daughter for the last 3 years has mm-hmm. been going to her preschool, but the preschool she's been going Monday, Wednesday, Fridays from 8 to noon. Mm-hmm. And then she had Tuesday, Thursdays off.
Okay.
Like, so she was never doing a full schedule.
Okay.
Every once in a while, she would leave her a little bit later if there was an event or something like that. And she said it got to the point that this last year, her daughter would tell her teacher, "Can you please call my mom and ask her to leave me for later?" And she begs her to be part of the aftercare kids club program that the school has.
Yeah, because they want to stay and they want to play with their friends.
Yeah, she was just telling me this story and I was cracking up. I'm like,
it's true.
I'm like, you're the one that needs to detach.
Yeah.
Like, it's not her. Like, she's cool. Like, I'm like, mama, you've got to, like,
let it go.
Because she was asking me.
Just let it go.
Like, she was asking me. She's like, oh, is Nathan starting kinder this semester, this year? And I go, no, because of his birthday. He starts PK. He's doing VPK this year. She goes, oh, okay. She goes, so is he doing, how long is he doing? And I was like, well, Nathan has already been going from 9 to 4.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday. And she's like, oh, I'm like, yeah. And she goes, and then she was telling me the story. And I was like, that's because your daughter says, leave her alone. Your daughter's basically telling you, mom, I want to go, like, you know.
I want to stay and play with my friends. Like, sometimes I'll pick up Oliver early, especially over the summer. Because usually, since I pick up Sophie at 2, I would pick her up, bring her home. We do homework. And then when we're done with the homework, we go get Oliver. Because if I have Oliver home while we're doing homework, he wants to mess with her homework. But this summer, since I had to pick her up after 5 o'clock, like, I could not pick her up early, I would pick him up first. And, like, the first 2 weeks of the summer that I was picking him up early, he's like, why are you picking me up now? Where's Sophie? What is happening? Like, he was so confused. And I felt bad, but I'm like,
he's like, it is still playtime.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to leave. And then it would enjoy, like, you know, being able to play with my phone. He had more one-on-one time with me. So then he was like, okay, this is fine. But up until, like, the first couple weeks, he was kind of struggling with me picking. And then if I would pick him up a little bit earlier, like, before they would go to the playground for the second time, he'd be like, mommy, why are you here early? I'm like, because we gotta go. But you're early.
Yeah, like, Nathan started getting picked up at 2. Mm-hmm. Right after the nap. And then it was like, well, he just woke up, he's gonna miss his snack, so can you come at 2:30? And then it became, okay, she would get there at 2:30. Oh, they're gonna go out to the playground now. Okay, come at 3. And then she was like, they would come inside, and then she got there like at 3:30. She's like, oh, but we're gonna take them back outside again, because for the second time that they go. And it got to the point that she was like, I'm just gonna show up at 4. Mm-hmm. She goes, because at least by 4 o'clock, like, people start picking up their kids.
Right.
He just doesn't like to be the last kid there.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there was one time that I picked him up at camp. We were a little late one time at camp, and camp closed at 6, and it was like 5:15. Like, we weren't even, like, close to closing time, but he was the last one, and I felt so bad. And they were like, no, he was fine. It was just that I feel bad.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I feel bad about, like, making a counselor stay when somebody wants to go home. Like, I know what.
One time I picked up Sophie, like, I got there super late. I got there like half an hour after the school closed because I got stuck in traffic because I was on the beach. But I got there
late. Mom of the year.
Well, girlfriend, it was one time. So I got there, and Sophie's sitting there with the teacher, and the teacher goes to me. She's like, "Oh my god, thank God you're here!" And I was like, "I called them. They knew I was running late. It's not like they had no idea where I was." Like, "Oh my god, I'm so glad you finally got here." And I was like, "Why? What happened?" And she was like, "Oh, I was running out of M&Ms." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And she would just, like, give Sophie an M&M like every couple minutes. I was like, great.
Sugar high. So my penalty.
That's what I get. That's what I get for being late. I get a kid that's like hopped up on sugar because I had to go to the beach that day.
Yeah, like I remember one time like that, my mom, something happened that like my mom couldn't pick up Nathan. So Jeff had to go pick him up because he was the closest because I worked till 6.
Right.
And Jeff gets out at 5. So Jeff picked him up at 5:30. And then Jeff says that when he walked in that Nathan was like, where have you been?
Why have you abandoned me?
Where is my Layla? What is going on? And then he says that there was like some other kids there because like there's a couple kids that stay.
Right.
But after 4:30, they go inside.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play in the playgrounds anymore. At 4:30, what they do is that they take them, the remaining of his age, they're taken into one classroom. And then there's the one teacher that stays till like 6.
Merge them together.
Yeah, that like she hangs out with them. So they're in the classroom. And like one of the girls, her name was like China. And like she like put a seat that like I remember picking like Jeff goes to me. And she goes, I felt so bad because there was like 6 of them just thrown on top of China. And she's like 90 pounds wet. He's like, we can't do this anymore.
Can't leave him this late.
Because it was just like he like she was like I not even for Nathan, it was more like I feel bad for her because like now because like all these giant children are just like overtaking her. But
it happens.
And like I guess like to circle back around, like it, like I got a friend recently that she just told me that she's looking at putting her son in daycare. So she and the same thing, she was like, well, I'm gonna go to a Montessori school and I'm gonna go to your school that you're that
I love your school.
I looked into your school. I it was just so expensive.
Had I found your school before he would be in your school.
Yeah, like obviously like we found it.
Oh, I said the name of the school. Fudge.
And bleep.
I'm just gonna go back and do it.
Yeah, but like
you said it twice.
No, this is the first time you said it.
Yeah.
So now you just hear us talking about.
I did.
Yeah, you just hear us talking about the fact that Vanessa said a boo boo. But yeah, like what we found.
I've been really good. I've never had to bleep myself. This is the first time I'm bleeping myself.
First time in what, almost 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, like we talked, like Vanessa helped me find, because I had heard when I needed to find a new school, I heard, but I called one of my therapist friends and I was like, I need a school. Like, I need a school today.
I had to like rush over there for you.
Yeah, because Nathan was basically Friday, you need to find a new school for him. Monday, he can, he's no longer going to go back to the school. So I needed a school like ASAP. And I sent Jeff. And just like, okay, I'm gonna leave work and go. And then I was like, Vanessa, I need a mom. I need a mom. I'm telling you, POV. Like
your school hit every checklist on my list. Like every check, whatever. I'm drunk. Every mark on my list, on my checklist. It ticks everything.
The funny thing is that it matches all the checks that I have now. Because I didn't know what, and that's what I told.
Yeah,
this girl.
Because it's your first kid.
It was my first kid.
Honestly. The same thing with Sophie. She was my first kid. When I put her in her very first daycare, I kind of didn't like it. Because I'm like, because I was comparing that school to the one that's close to where you work. When I walked into that school that's close to Christy's job where I used to work, like I walked in and I'm like, this school's fucking amazing. Granted, it was in a strip mall.
What school is it?
It's this little... They actually changed ownership recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just changed ownership because I actually went to the restaurant next door this morning because I wanted coffee. And I looked at the window and they have a new name on there.
The new school name?
Yeah. And it's not... Because it used to be like Global something or other.
Yeah, Global... No, it's like it being... But whatever. Yeah. It was so cool. Like the playground was all made out of recycled materials. Yeah.
It was a very like... It earth, was... Like forward.
Yeah, it was very like when you watch movies and they're like, oh, welcome to my preschool. Like it was very like, much like
there was
that.
There was a bubbly... There was
Modern Family.
No, but there was a bubbly brook like in the perception.
Yeah. Like... Super like
there was an episode of Modern Family where Sophia Gloria wants to put Joe into like some super hippy dippy preschool.
Yeah.
And Jay is like, this is for pussies.
Yeah. Where they're like, oh, Rain and Butterfly are doing arts and crafts with recycled egg cartons.
Oh,
like that.
You guys watched Last Man Standing?
Yeah.
No.
Remember the first school that they put Jake in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was exactly like that. It was just like where a new girl, when Jess wants to go to that school, and they're like, who has the feeling stick? Like, it's one of those.
Like, you walked in and there was like the Zen garden.
Yeah. Like, I literally would have been working to just pay the daycare. And they provided nothing.
They provided nothing. Because
like, nothing.
What? That's the first place I went right afterwards.
Because it's right there. Like, you literally have to pass it to get to your job.
Right.
And it was so fucking expensive. It was like $1,100 a month. It didn't include food.
Didn't include milk, nothing.
Like, you had to take your diapers. You had to take everything.
So, like, my school doesn't include any of that stuff, but first of all, it's not a daycare. It's an actual school. If someone's like a daycare, they should include that kind of stuff.
They should include something.
They should include
I mean, it's like in Doral, so. Right.
But not even north of Doral. It's Medley.
It's Medley.
Right. But
it's
my school is an actual like private school. Like, so it's like it's pre-K through eighth grade.
And these people also required a uniform that you could only buy from them. I think tops and bottoms. And because all of our school requires a uniform, but
the shirt,
and I can buy the pants from Target. So I can get $5 pants.
Listen, even where I'm at, that's super uppity and is a five-figure school, only you need to buy the shirt. The pants, the bottoms can be whatever.
Yeah. Like, the only time, like, I'm like,
and then, well, you know, compared to Earth Mother Daycare, I found this church that was three blocks from here, old as fuck. Like, it was built in the 60s or whatever, 60, 70 year old, 30 year old building. The classroom, it really bothered me that the classrooms had like itty bitty, teeny tiny windows. So the classrooms, like
prison windows?
They were just like, rectangular.
Those old, like, slat windows.
No, not even. They were just, like, windows at the top of the wall that were maybe, like, a foot wide, but, like, 8 feet long. Really strange. Like, I'm telling you, it's, like, an old, old building. It's an old church. So it wasn't built. I don't think it was built to be a daycare. It was built to be a church that had classrooms for, like, Sunday school or whatever. And they turned it into a daycare. I loved that it was a standalone building. I loved that it was like next to an elementary school, but it was completely private. Like, you had no reason to be driving around that area unless you lived there. There was only like one street that had housing, and the other street was the elementary school. So you really had no reason to be driving by there. And it felt like a family. So, but like when I first put her in there, I'm like, I really don't like this place. But this school was $120 a week.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know. And it included food, and it included all this stuff, and I could get her polo shirts from wherever I wanted to, just made sure they have the patch. So, and then, like, again, my checklist was, like, do I like the school or no? Like, I didn't have any specific things.
Yeah.
Now I have specific things. Now I know what I'm looking for. And the school where you have Nate is everything that Sophie's First Daycare was. Everything. It is exactly the same. So I'm telling you, if I had found Nate's daycare before I found Oliver's, that's where Oliver
for
would be.
For as big as it is, and like, I mean like the structure itself.
Yeah, it's a big building.
I had no idea it was there.
Yeah.
And I drove up and down that street.
I knew it was there because years ago my little cousins went there. So when I started, David's grandmother took care of Lincoln for the first 2 years, but she between year one and two, she got like an arm injury, and she wasn't sure if she was going to be able to keep him because he was getting bigger. Right. So I started looking into daycare, and that was the first place I looked at because my little cousins had gone there, and my aunt for years to this day, her kids, like one of them just graduated high school, still raves about that preschool.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, if Sophie's preschool was still open, that's where my kids would be. If that's where Oliver would be, if that school was still open, that's where he would be, because that school was a small church and it was like a family. All the teachers knew who Sophie was, all of them, even, and they were adding grades. Like, they went up when Sophie started, it was just until VPK, and then every year when they added kindergarten, and then the next year they added first grade. So they're like, we're gonna keep adding so the families can stay with the school. And I'm like, that's great, because the school is great. But sadly, they the owner of the church sold it and they're gone. But that school was amazing.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like, at first I didn't know, now I know, and like Nathan's school like meets everything I want, and it's turned out, funny enough, besides the fact that I love the school and I love like what they do for Nathan, and it just like, because Miami is Miami, I have multiple people that I now know who take their kids there.
My tattoo artist takes his kid there.
Well, and I have two, an ex coworker and a present coworker mm-hmm. now have their kids there. No referral by me. Like it just
so happened.
It just so happens we ran into each other there. And then funny enough, I had a picture of Nathan because what they do on the first day of school is that you send them pictures. Like they ask you to send them your first day of school pictures. Like the ones that they know that we are crazy and we take those, like,
yeah,
the first day of school Instagram pictures.
I don't.
Well, like, I've been doing it just the last couple of years to see, like,
because you're too cool.
We're not gonna pay attention to Stephanie right now. But so in the school
asked, they're gonna do it in school anyway because his teacher last year did it.
Well, yeah, like the teachers do their own little things for their own projects, but like the ones that, like, they ask the parents to send in their pictures, and then what they do is that they print them out and then they line the main hallway, like when you walk in, mm-hmm. with all the back to school pictures, and it's not just their kids, like it's the kids that have graduated. Like they ask them to, so like there's kids that like are just starting kinder. Their pictures are up on the walls.
That's nice.
And one of my friends calls me and she goes, So, I just saw a picture of your son. And I was like, oh, on Instagram? She goes, no, at my mom's school. And I was like, your mom's school? My mother-in-law's school. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, yeah, my mother-in-law, that's so-and-so that works, that is the one that is in charge of the cafeteria area. That's my mother-in-law. Like, this is somebody that I went to college with, like, right. We're in the same sorority. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Good to know.
So now I am this person's friend. Like, that's how, oh, tú eres mi amiguita de Lee. I'm like, yeah. So now, like, not only was Nathan, like, before watched.
Yeah, now he's extra watched.
Now he's extra watched because now there's, like, a family connection. Because the school, I found out the whole, like, whole life story of the school one day because my mom likes to have coffee with the viejitas there.
I'm shocked.
Well, that's shocking. What they do.
Yeah, so they do Cuban coffee because it is a Cuban, like, this is not like a, we're taking ownership. No, no, no. This is a Cuban school with a Venezuelan part owner. That's right. Because it was all sisters. It was three sisters that bought it. Two of which are still there, and they brought this partner.
Sisters, blood sisters.
That, like, one of them, like,
because we have the same mom sisters.
Apparently, when I heard the backstory, more or less, they lived next door to a daycare,
mm-hmm.
and that's where they had their kid. And they didn't like what the daycare was doing, so she decided she was going to open her own daycare.
There's a daycare in the area that's open 24 hours.
Yes, I know. I could say the name if we wanted to, but I know the name because my friend's son went there.
Oh, yeah?
I looked into it.
I just discovered it, and I'm like... And once a month, they have this thing called Parents Night Out. It's, like, limited. Yeah. I think they only take, like, 12 kids, but, like, you can register for it, and you can just pay for the one thing, like, for the one night, and you can leave your kid for, like...
Like, babysitting?
Babysitting.
They do it for...
You can leave them from, like... From, like, 6 to midnight.
Well, they do it for New Year's.
Oh, yeah?
They do it for New Year's Eve. That, like, you can, like, sign in, like, and it's
Hugh, we have a new business opportunity for you.
Yeah, and you can do it for New Year's Eve. You can leave your... And you sign in and you leave your kid. And your kid can stay. And they do it for parents.
And they have, like, beds. Like, actual beds. Yeah,
because, like, your kid... Like
so not just little cots. Like, yeah. They have actual, like, little toddler beds.
It's, like the nice. Name fits with that. Like, I know... If anybody actually wants the name in Miami, I can give it to you. Because, and actually, my friend... had her kid there, and she was actually super sad. But
those people that own it have to live there.
They do not live. Well, they do not live there. They live someplace else, but they run out of. Like,
shut up. Sorry.
Oh, they.
Sorry, I got distracted by Facebook. I'm sorry.
They rotate like who are there. It's two girls that actually went to FIU for early childhood development.
I can't.
Like, they're what happened? So yeah, this place. They were early childhood development majors, and they started. And they
even have
this.
Like a dog that like lives in the daycare, and like the kids all like love this dog.
Yeah, my friend had her son there. She recently took him out just to put him in a VPK program,
right?
Because he reached the age, but like
it's like right around the corner from me.
Yeah, that's why, that's why I know exactly. And also, our other friend, another coworker of ours, Vanessa,
mm-hmm.
That she moved away to Tampa.
Okay.
She looked into that school. That's how I first found out about it. And then my other friend, I saw her posting, and I was like, I thought, like, like the pictures of the kid, of where the kid was, like she didn't put the name, but like it looked like a house.
Well,
and it caught my attention, so I messaged her. I
happened to come across it on the Miami Moms group, and I was like, good to know.
Yeah, and they'll do, and I'll tell you, like they do holidays, they do New Year's.
But I think they do it just once a month in general, like the parents.
Yeah, they do that, but I know like for fact they do New Year's Eve.
Right.
Like if you were to, like they do New Year's Eve and they put the kid to bed and like the whole nine yards. Like it's a great idea, and as long as you find somebody trustworthy, right. Parents, and there's parents that work nights.
But it's true. Like if you think about it, if you're like a nurse or a doctor or whatever, and you work one of those graveyards,
it makes sense. You have like a weird schedule.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah, and like and from my friend that actually like had her kid there, and they are very earth mother.
They are very crunchy
granola, like you know, I don't know the full extent of it, but yeah, they're very in that world, like they're very like, you know, into the environment and stuff like that. So like the kids and my friend loved it. She just eventually
he had to go to real school apparently.
He aged out, but she talks about it all the time.
I need to stop looking at my phone. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, you know, so like, and like, the same thing I told my friend that's looking for her kid, and I refused, and I've gotten to the point that and especially like some people, I won't give recommendations. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll tell you, I like this school, and this is what I like about this school, but I won't tell you to, like, I won't give recommendations, especially if somebody that I know is like more. Like picky, because then if you don't have a good experience,
then it's on me,
right? Yeah, and especially like, look, like Vanessa, like I, like when the whole thing went down, like my first concern was with you. I was like, listen, this is what's going on. I don't want it to affect you and Oliver, because it wasn't about.
But honestly, like I was a little bit concerned at the beginning, like when you first told me what's happening. I think Oliver had been there for like 2 weeks. When that happened,
that was early.
It was like as soon as he started, this happened, and I was like, "Oh my god, this school is gonna kick kids out at the drop of a hat!" And like, what the hell did I get myself into? And blah, blah, blah. And then honestly, I spent 2 more weeks in that school, and I'm like, "That's not what happened at all." And then like, I remember one time I texted you. I was like, "Have you gotten a call about Nathan?" And you're like, "What happened?" I'm like, "I just saw him." It was like. I had to have gotten there like 2 minutes after he fell. His face, like his entire face was scratched up because he fell down, and they were like on their way to the office to call you. So it was like, I honestly love Oliver's school. I love the staff. I love the teachers. Like this year, I'm a little with one of his teachers, but I'm.
And that always happens. It doesn't matter what school you're in. You're always going to be questioning a little bit. Like you're not going to love every single teacher that your kid has.
Up until now, I've loved every single teacher he's had because he.
I haven't had an issue.
No, but I don't have an issue with her. My only problem is that she's just not as personable. She's. You remember
not everybody can Nate's sunny and first bright teacher? At all times, okay?
She's kind of like her, but I don't feel as much love from the one that he has now as I did from the first one. Like, even though, like, the first one was really, like, strict and, like...
But she loved those books, you can tell.
You can feel that love coming from her, even though she was strict. I don't get that from his teacher now, but his other teacher is, like, bubbly. Rainbows and unicorns come out of her face. And the kids love her. Like this morning, she was there. Today we were a little bit late, and she comes a little bit later because she stays later. So I don't normally get to see her in the morning. Today I saw her, and one of the little girls I was getting dropped off at the same time. I dropped off Oliver after 9 today because Sophie didn't have to go, so I was like taking my time, and we were late. But this little girl. Saw this teacher that gets there later, and her dad was like trying to get her into the classroom. I was like, dick pic.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. No, Betches, like my favorite thing. Apparently, Lindsay Lohan did this photo shoot for Vanity Fair, and the caption is, she looks like she's about to marry a rich father with redhead twins.
Yep, I saw that.
Let me see.
She looks just like the character from Parent Trap.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she totally does. That's hilarious. But yeah, this little girl was having a giant meltdown because the teacher wasn't in the classroom. Like, she was still up by the office, and she had to go to the classroom with her dad, and she was having a huge meltdown. And then the other teacher, the one that I'm about, She was like, what's going on? Why are you crying? And I was like, because she doesn't like you. Like, she wants the other lady. And I don't blame her. I like the other lady, too.
Yeah, like, my thing with, like, and I will say it a million times, like, I thank and appreciate them for forcing me my hand. Because I would have just left him there, and it wasn't the right place for him. Do I still have a little bit of, like, an issue of, like, the manner it was done? Yeah, I think that they were just, like, not sure what to do. Like, it just wasn't working for both parties. And I just think that, like, because is there other people in that school that need to be kicked out? Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, of course. And I know
exactly and we know who we're talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Because Oliver mentions him to me, and I'm like, I don't play with that child. Like, I don't want him
to. The kid threw a chair on Nathan's last day. Mm-hmm. Crazy kid.
Literally put his hand in my ass crack one day, and I'm like, can you not?
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah, no, this kid is
he's gotten better.
I think it's the kid that you guys have talked about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know who
we've talked about him a few times. But the, like, 80s one time band
kid.
Okay.
It's somebody else in the group would get, probably Jeff would get that reference.
Probably. But, like, one day, like, I happened to be wearing leggings, and I was kind of, like, looking for Oliver on the playground, and he started, like, jiggling my ass. And
it has, like, no boundaries.
Can you not touch my ass, please? Like, I get that you're a child, but, and I know that my kid, like, puts his hand on my shirt, and he likes to,
but it's your kid.
He likes to touch my booties, and as he calls them, but, like,
and Mike.
My boobs. He calls them my booty.
And listen, my kid has groped Steph's boobs.
Yeah, but
it's how he greets me.
But we're family. Like,
now it's to the point where when he doesn't greet me like that, I'm like, why? What's
up? Am I no longer your favorite? What is happening?
Am I not your favorite anymore? Like, last time I saw him, I don't think he gave me a hug like that. And I was like, what's going on, Nathan?
Has it changed?
Is there a new woman in your life?
Yeah, TT Missy.
Yeah, TT Missy. TT Missy's like all
TT Missy's taken over, man.
Listen, the other day, Jeff, he did something, and Nathan and Jeff goes, if you act up, if you keep this up, I'm going to tell Titi Missy's not going to come play with you anymore. And he was like, no,
that's my threat too. When Link doesn't want to go to sleep, I'm like, hey, I'm going to, because Link calls Missy Nina because she's his godmother. So I tell him.
She's his madrina.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah, like Jeff's, like Nathan's, madrina is Titi Nina.
Right. So I tell him, I'm like, when he doesn't want to, like, go to bed, because apparently with Missy, he goes straight to bed
without bedtime yummies or whatever he calls
sleep
them.
Snacks.
Sleep snacks. That's what
sleepy snacks. Did I tell the sleepy snack story here?
On the podcast? I don't think you told it on the podcast.
So.
I've heard the story, but I don't think you've said it on the podcast.
Okay. I'll tell the story in a second. But I'll tell him, I'll be like, do you want Nina to come over and put you to bed? And he's like, no, I'll go to sleep. Because apparently she's got an iron fist and she just tells him to go to bed. And he fucking goes to bed.
Yeah, and like Nathan was like had the time of his life. Like the other day when for her graduation, like we were making a thing, and he's like, what are you doing, mommy? And I'm like, I'm making a tower for Titi Missy. He goes, I want to help. I love Titi Missy. And I'm like, what the fuck did she do?
And she's just like the fun, cool aunt that just lets kids do whatever they want.
She is.
Yeah.
And she's all interested in every new toy.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, yes, we've seen that toy. And Missy's like, what is that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, Nathan, I've seen that car.
Yeah.
I know that it goes backwards. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know this again.
Like, I'm done with these toys.
Yeah.
Okay, so sleepy snack
story. If I've already told this, my apologies. I don't remember.
You've told us the story because we were with
you.
Hang
out too long.
Right, yeah. We talk
every
day. The
lines get blurred.
Yeah. I don't think you've said it on the podcast.
Oh, I don't think so either. But so a couple of weeks, it's been summer. Unfortunately, summer's coming to a close. But on summer, we've been able to join like some of our friends on Movie Tuesdays, which... The
it's
AMC
$5.
Theater down the street does movies for $5 on Tuesdays if you're a member. So we've been going not super late, like between six and seven. And so one of the times he stayed with my mother-in-law. And this is in no way like, this is just like how grandparents change. Like David says that it's like invasion of the body snatchers.
Oh, for sure.
Fact.
You should
tell my mom all the time, like, you are not my mother. Like,
Jeff's dad.
You're not the same person.
Jeff's dad was so, like, Jeff will tell you, was so strict with him as a child. And Nathan could get away with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Sophie broke a water balloon in my mom's bed.
Yes.
Do you think I could have done that? Not Did I tell the water balloon story?
No. But my
tell
mom,
the Sleepy Snack story and I'll tell the water balloon
mom,
story.
My mom, for like all her faults, at least when Lincoln does something, at least when Lincoln does something, she acknowledges, like, if your mom or your uncle would have done that, they would have had like nail marks in their arms. Like, at least she acknowledges that, like, she knows that the treatment is different. So I'm not like thrilled with it, but at least she's like aware of the fact that she's doing
she's self-aware.
At least she's self-aware.
Well, yeah, when I call my mom out on it, she's like, well, yeah, like that's what I'm supposed to do.
Right. But so anyway, we left him there once to go to a movie. We came back like not too late, like maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock. It's not super late. And in the summer, he doesn't really have a bedtime.
Right.
Because it's summer. Even though he was in camp, he would still, and camp doesn't really, you don't have to be there to set time or whatever.
No, Sophie's camp was exhausting and she would be in bed like
because it was
7:30.
Like actually structure. Yeah. But like Link's summer camp that was literally just daycare.
Nathan's going to wake up at 6 a.m. So it doesn't fucking matter.
No, Link will sleep. Link will sleep. That's the good thing about him is that, like, if he goes to bed late, he'll sleep till like 8:30 or 9.
I wish.
So, except on the weekends. On the weekends, he won't. Doesn't matter how fucking late he goes to bed, but he'll still wake up at like 7:30.
Cause he's a dick.
Yeah. Fuck him. But anyway, so.
Is there any left?
We get back to pick him up, and he is sprawled out in my mother-in-law's bed. With a stack of like 6 or 7 Dr. Seuss books that he's already been read to.
Uh-huh.
And she's reading one to him. And he's got a pack of the Little Bites muffins open. Which I don't buy those. He only gets those at his grandparents' house. I tried to get
Nate to eat them and he just was not interested.
It's for me, it's too much sugar. Like, I don't.
I agree. That's why I stopped buying them.
I don't want to deal with it.
At one point tried when I was trying to look for food for the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to look for, like...
Well, yeah, fine. In those circumstances, when it's just, like, it kind of is what it is, yeah, I'm fine. But
I tried, and fucker was like, no.
But generally speaking, like, that's not something that's allowed in my house.
I buy them as, like, a treat. Not for every grocery store, ever.
Like, he only will eat them at my mother-in-law's house or at David's grandparents' house, that they always have them. But that's because that place is like, if you ever want a snack and you're ever hungry, like, go there, because like that woman stocks up on like anything. Bagel bites, pizza rolls.
Oh, bagel bites. I haven't had bagel bites in a long time.
My mother-in-law bought like a BJ side box of, because they have like an outdoor fridge now, and so they bought like a, she bought, I showed you guys.
Did she buy like the five pound
box of dinosaur chicken nuggets?
Organic
chicken nuggets, and that's fine. But like, he's gonna have chicken nuggets who's fucking 15. Like, that's there's fine. No way he's gonna eat that many chicken nuggets.
It's fine.
Anyway, so he's eating. He's just like popping the fucking
muffins,
little muffins. and I'm like, why? Why is he having sugar at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night? I can remember.
This wine does not go good with Sour Patch ropes.
And he goes, and she looks at me. And,
whatever.
Fix it.
Weebles wobble. they don't fall down.
So she looks at me. She's like, oh, but it's his sleepy snack. Like, she said it with conviction.
Right. It's like, this happens.
This is his sleepy snack. So I looked at, and I'm like, what the hell is a sleepy snack? Because if I curse at my mother-in-law, like,
yeah,
if I curse in front of her, like, she's like fine for some things, but for some reason, like, cursing is like a big, I don't know why, whatever. So it's like, but I'm like, but what the hell's a sleepy snack? And she's like, it's the snack that he has before bed. Like, if this was like commonplace. And I'm like, but is this a thing he does here? Because he does not do this at home. And she's like, he doesn't. And I'm like, no. And
oh, she's grandma, like, you got played.
He told me that every night before he goes to bed, he has a sleepy snack. So he needed a sleepy snack. So I thought this was something new that you were doing.
I was like,
grandma got played.
You got. I told her straight up. I'm like, you got played. This does not happen at home. He's only allowed milk before bed. And now that a sleepy snack is a thing, like, the only thing he's allowed before, I tell him, you can have an applesauce or you can have strawberry. Like, only fruit or something.
A healthy snack.
Yeah, a healthy snack. Like, you cannot have sugar before bed. But now every time he sleeps over at their house, which has been happening a lot more frequently in the summer, he has fucking sugar before bed. Now
whatever, it's their problem, not yours.
Right? No, not right. I don't care. But if it's not, if I don't have to deal with it.
I like the fact that he like totally like.
But he totally manipulated his way into getting like fucking flat out lied.
He fucking flat out lied, which is really concerning because I'm a good liar, and this motherfucker is gonna be a good liar.
Sophie's a horrible liar.
Nathan's a great liar because he just makes up shit.
Well, yeah, but she makes
stick to the story. You have to stick to the story.
No, like he'll look you straight in the face. Like you will give. Like, let's put it this way: I will give him a toy, hand it to him. Vanessa, ask Nathan. Hey, Nathan, where'd you get that toy? Daddy gave it to me.
Is that really?
But Nathan, but I that's just how saw.
Link lies. Link
but
lies
Nathan,
like that
Nathan, I just saw. Mommy gave it to you. No, you didn't. Daddy gave this to me earlier. And I'm just looking in this face like,
so wait, are we raising like potential sociopaths?
So they're like straight up happening? Like, yeah,
what's happening?
Yeah. Because it's not even
so
like,
how do we stop this?
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's not even like omissions and things like that.
No, it's like bold-faced lying.
It's like bold-faced lying.
And well, like, I mean, I've had this problem for a while with Sophie where like, I'll see her do something.
But you know she's a bad liar. Like, sometimes. These kids are good at it. Like this bold-faced. This kid convinced his grandmother that he can have fucking sugar before
well,
bed.
Well, she doesn't know. She doesn't live in your house.
But it doesn't matter. You well, should like, know as a 50-something-year-old woman that a 4-year-old
sleepy snacks don't
not
exist.
Have fucking sugar before bed.
Well, like on Monday, my child formed the like meltdown of a century because his grandparents took him to school that morning.
Oh, that was great.
And he got to go home.
Oh, they took him home.
Oh, they took his ass home.
Oh,
of course
they
did. No, they didn't leave.
No, they didn't leave him. They took him to school. He had a meltdown, and they took him home right away. He didn't stay at school.
Because they he was bawling. He's like, don't leave me.
Well, it's like that time Sophie was yelling at Target, Mommy, don't hurt me. And I didn't, I don't bet.
Do you know that I still laugh about that? Every once in a while, that randomly pops into my head. And I will still laugh about that and be like.
I asked my father-in-law, he said, Chris,
I'm going to get arrested one day because she's a fucking liar.
Like, I asked my father-in-law, he grabbed onto his leg. Like threw himself on the floor like don't leave me dragged like oh, I forgot what movie that's from that like you know the girl like
right
grabs like yeah. That's what he did to the fact that they were like and I go to him you got played and he goes oh we can no longer drop him off at school.
No.
We can pick him up all you want but we cannot take this like literally and my mother-in-law rightfully so was like I can't leave this child like this because literally he putting on the show.
You know that like in 5 seconds he would have been fine.
Yes, but he knew his audience.
Well, this is true.
Because he pulled on the heartstrings of the grandparents that,
I mean, like,
that don't drop him off.
I mean, kind of proud of him.
No, it was impressive. From what I
there's
heard,
part
it was
of me that's
impressive.
Like really proud of him for like working the system in his favor. But then the other part of me is like your in-laws raised a child.
Yeah.
And
no.
Should know better.
No, because it's their grandchild.
No, because my mother-in-law raised 4 children.
It's the grandchild.
And she gave in to sleepy 4. Snacks. And she gave in to sleepy snacks.
And she gave in to sleepy snacks.
I'm telling you. Okay, so I was taking a nap in my mom's bed. We were all here, in my mom's bed.
Your parents are here.
No, they're at a wine tasting.
Which,
right now.
By the way,
they came home. I heard them.
No, they left again.
Oh. Which, by the way, I remember you telling this story, and I was shocked.
Yeah, no. So we were all like laying in my mom's, and when I say we, it was like me, Sophie, Oliver, and my mom. We're all laying in her bed. We're watching a movie. So I'm like, we were trying to get Oliver to take a nap. So I'm like, I'm gonna fucking take advantage of this situation. I'm going to take a nap. So I fell asleep. I fell asleep pretty quickly. And all of a sudden, I hear Sophie go, oh, and I felt liquid on my back, like on the back of my head, on my neck, on my shoulders.
No.
Because I heard like a sound come from Sophie, and I knew that she was next to me. And I woke up, but I was still like half asleep. But awake, and I was like, what was that? Sophie, what happened? And she was terrified. Her eyes were huge. And I was like, what happened? Are you okay? What's going on? What's on me? And she was like, and I'm like, what? And I swear to God, like, I thought she had vomited. Yeah. Like, I thought, because we had just been in the pool. So I
mean,
thought, like, maybe.
Not plenty, but there's been a handful of nights where, like, when Link has been sick, where, like, I've kept him in my bed with me. And thank God, because he's thrown up in his sleep.
Yeah. So that's what, like, And that's what I thought about. I was
gross,
like,
when you have to change sheets at 2 a.m.
Right. But I thought she threw up on the back of my head. So I'm here like, dude, I'm telling you, trying my sympathy hardest.
Bomb? Yeah.
I was trying so hard to not do that. I got up. I was shaking. Like, my whole body was shaking. And I was like, what happened? My mom, if she was here, I would call her in here to, like, because my mom lives with me now. Both of my parents live with me now, but that's another story for another day. Like, I stood up and my body was trembling. And I'm like, what is happening? What happened? My stomach was turning. I'm like, what? All I could say was, what happened? What happened? And finally, Sophie was like, I broke the water balloon. And I was like, I was convinced that I was smelling vomit. Like, I thought I had to go to the bathroom because I felt it coming up. Like, I thought I was
gonna throw up. Mind is a powerful thing, man.
And thinking about it right now, I'm feeling shaky right now.
Yeah, that smell stays in your nostrils.
It really does. Real or not. But I was like, Mom, what the actual fuck? Like, you let my 6-year-old play with water balloons, like,
inside the house.
Not only inside the house, in your fucking bed. It was in your bed. And she's like, I don't care. And I'm like, of course you don't care. She popped it on my father's pillow. It's not your pillow that's wet. It's my dad's pillow that's wet. But you let her play with a water balloon in your bed. I'm like, if me or my...
I wasn't even allowed to have water balloons.
I told her, like, if me or my brother had ever had the audacity to take a water balloon across the threshold, like, if we would have even thought to, like, bring it inside, we would not have survived that thought. Like,
and they helped him make it.
Yeah, my mom made the damn water balloons! And I'm like, you are not my mother.
Who are these people?
You're not the same person. Well, I showed her a meme the other day. I was like, my mom, when I was a kid, like, you eat, you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
Oh,
like,
my mom,
what's for dinner?
My mom literally does this. Like, she actually will, like, I've never, so David's situation was a little bit different because, like, I was always raised with, like, dinner is dinner.
Right.
And if you don't eat it, you're going to go to bed hungry, right? So,
mine was,
this is not a restaurant.
You don't get up from the table until you eat your food. There was no go to bed hungry. There was, you eat it or you eat it or you eat it. Like, I had no choice. My mom, on the other hand, was like, what do you want? And, like, the meme was, oh, you want to, I'll make you a cheese sandwich. Do you want to cut, like, a star or do you want to cut it in triangles? Like, that's my mom.
Right. So, when I started dating David,
I need more
water. And I went to his house for the first time. The first couple of times I went to his house, like, it was the first time that I had ever encountered, like, if you didn't like what mom was making for dinner, like, you could make your own food. And
I'm okay with everybody that for was teenagers. Perfectly fine.
Right. And they were teenagers. But even, like, Teresa, who was, when David and I started dating, was 5.
Yeah.
Like, if she didn't want what was making, like, they would make her, like, pasta or chicken nuggets or something. And I'm like, what fucking planet are we living on right now? Because this, like, never, like, do you know how many, like, I hate pork chops. Like, I, like,
yeah, I'm,
like,
not a fan of pork
chops. I'm so surprised by that.
Why Jeff doesn't like pork chops.
Nope.
I hate pork chops. Hate pork chops because my mom used to make them all the fucking time. And I'm like, but, like, I'm okay with, like, pork in, like, some reason, but, like, the Cuban, like,
that's what he hates.
What the fuck? There's a
word for it. No. It's like a word for what they do with the pork chops.
Oh, man, I want to call my mom, but I don't want to talk to her.
Call your mom. Phone a friend.
I don't want to talk to her.
No, but...
Oh, chuletas.
Chuletas.
That's
a pork chop.
That's why Jeff... I hate it.
That, when Cubans say chuleta, it's like a certain seasoning.
It's a certain type. Yeah, it's a way it's made.
Like saying, like, it's like
I'm sure my mom probably makes it the same way, but to me, a chuleta is a pork chop.
No, because, like, my mom will make it like that, but then, like, now she makes it for Jeff, like, American version.
Okay. I'll eat the American version.
Like, she'll, like, but make it with, like, a sugar version. And hunt. Like,
yeah,
she'll
get,
like,
that's fine.
That sounds delicious.
It, yes, yeah, because it is.
Yeah, I'm sure my mom makes chuleta the Cuban way.
But the Cuban
which
way,
is the.
Or the Hispanic.
The Hispanic,
way.
But, like, when, like, in our.
The Hispanic.
But I just
way.
I ate so much.
But that's that, like, Like Pitén Cazuela type thing. Like, right. It's like a...
Right. So, like, I have, like, memories of, like, I never liked it since I was a kid. Yeah. Like, I had to fucking eat it. Like, it was what it was. I couldn't just have the rice. Like, I had to fucking eat it. Porque hay niños en Cuba que no tienen comida. Y tienen que comer la comida. Like,
do you know somebody said that to me in high school about pizza crusts?
I probably told you that.
No. That's... Actually, no. I said that. No, yeah. Somebody said... No, it was, like, when Live Journal was a thing. And somebody like commented on my blog about how like I'm so fat, so I shouldn't be eating. Like,
did you just call us old?
I said that was college.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, that was high school for us. And I'm like,
college.
I was, what did I forget what it was? Like, somebody was like, oh, you shouldn't be eating your friend's pizza crust, and I'm like, because they're starving kids in Africa. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like, fucking FedEx them my pizza crust? Like,
no, I'm making sure that there's no leftover food.
Exactly.
So anyway, so like that's when. But I remember like not being. My point was like I remember not being able to eat that.
Yeah.
But then so then going to David's house for the first time was a new experience, and like his mom was like totally okay with like them like either getting up to make something for themselves, or like she would just microwave chicken nuggets for Teresa if she didn't want it or whatever, because Teresa was a super picky eater when she was little. She's still kind of a picky eater, but you know, whatever. But that was the first time that I was like, what is happening? So like now, but like we've been kind of raising Lincoln with the same thing. It's, and that's part of the reason that he eats the variety of foods that he eats, is because since he was a baby, whatever I made for dinner, I pureed for him, and that's what he ate. So
that's how I was with Sophie for a while, and then when she broke her leg, she just didn't want to eat anything. Mm-hmm. And I got to the point where I'm like, I'll give her whatever she fucking wants as long as she eats something,
right?
Because she would go all day without eating, but and no matter what I gave her, no, I know, but it was like, I would give her even chicken nuggets, mm-hmm. like things that I know she likes, and she just wouldn't eat it.
Right.
And but it like, wasn't because she was being picky. She just like wasn't burning energy. Right. So like she wasn't hungry.
Right. I even remember like I remember distinctly like making arroz con picadillo,
which is like where our problems with her eating really kind of began. But
like I remember making like arroz con picadillo, and I would put it in the baby bullet, and that's what he had. Spaghetti and meatballs in the baby bullet, and that's what he had.
Oh, that's gross.
No, it's not. It's the same thing. It's just chopped up.
See, Nathan would eat all of that as an infant and like and as a kid, but then when he started eating like regular foods, he then decided that anything pureed was baby food, and he could not eat.
Well, no. Now, as a toddler, he had like I would just cut it up into smaller.
No, parts. Yeah,
but he still eats it. Like so now, like he like tonight he had we had my mom made one of those pots that's like the seafood pots that mm-hmm. has like lobster and shrimp and potatoes and whatever, and he eats it. He eats fish, like he eats you know whatever. That's so, good. But it's because since he was little, but like. But my mom, if he doesn't want, like, if he knows that he can go, like, if she's making something and he doesn't want it, she'll either make whatever he wants or, like, she'll ask him. Like, I never got an option of, like, even if it was, like, dinner or lunch, even lunch that, like, is not really planned. Like, dinners are usually more planned, but even, like, lunch, it's like, my mom, growing up, it was like, oh, we have ham and cheese. Like
we're having sandwiches.
But my mom now is like, do you want me to make you a scrambled egg? Do you want mac and cheese? Like, there's like a, all of a sudden, there's a variety of fucking options that never existed. And she will literally, when she makes him a grilled cheese, will literally ask him what fucking shape he wants the sandwich in. And I'm like, the first time she did that, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Who are these people?
Who are you? And where is my mother?
Yeah, my Nathan.
Because I like this version a little bit.
Like, my Nathan's big thing is like cheese sandwiches now. Like, he wants just bread, butter, and cheese. Like, a cheese sandwich, not toasted, not nothing, not grilled. Like, a cheese sandwich. And my mom will like cut the crusts off and cut it into four squares so that he can like. Well, I'm like, why don't you just give him the. Oh no, so this way he can like easily like have a piece while he's doing things. I heard a rumor
the other day that my dad made him three different lunches.
What?
Because he didn't want the first two things.
That would not
fly. That wouldn't happen. As much as like my mom won't bend over backwards and do whatever the kids want, she's not gonna make three different lunches. Like I feel like it's better to be like, what do you want?
And well, but he did that. Apparently he made that, like he asked him what he wanted. He made it. It was like hot dogs, because him and my dad will eat hot dogs all day. But then like he had two bites of the hot dog and he didn't want it, so then my dad didn't want him to be hungry, so then he was like, well, what do you want? And he was like, okay, we'll make me chicken. But then like he didn't eat the chicken,
So then my dad ate the chicken. That's the thing, is that maybe my dad will just eat whatever he doesn't eat. So then he was like, oh, I want a sandwich. And then finally he ate the sandwich. But I'm like,
Nathan's dinner tonight was chicken, french fries, and white rice.
A lot of carbs.
Because he wanted, because his grandparents brought him, because they had gone to go eat somewhere, so they brought him leftovers. So they brought him chicken and french fries. We were eating rice, beans, and boliche. He saw the white rice and he's like, is that for me? And I'm like, sure. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you want a bowl? He's like, okay. And the kid sat there, spooning white rice, eating a chicken and eating a french fry. And I'm like,
I am convinced that my brother-in-law is as picky as he is because no one ever forced him to eat anything. But that's a whole other situation. Well, yeah, that kid used to eat ham croquetas with me.
But that's the thing, at least with Sophie, that's the thing. It got to a point with her where I'm just like, I just don't want to fight. I just don't have the energy to fight about food.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? If she's going to eat this, at least she's eating something.
Yeah, with Nathan, we've got a rotation.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of foods that he'll eat, and most of the time there's something that he'll eat in our meal. So I'll just omit a part of the meal for him.
Yeah, when we get pollo tropical or something, then we'll get chicken and white rice and black beans. She'll eat the rice and the beans, but she won't eat the chicken, which I don't understand.
But she eats chicken nuggets.
But she, dude, we'll have.
I mean, I get
she'll
it.
She'll eat picadillo, which is ground beef. Well, actually, I make ground turkey and rice. She'll eat that. But if we have pasta with meat sauce, she scrapes the meat off. It's the same fucking meat.
Well, I got
it's concerned. The same fucking meat.
I mean, I would say it's in tomatoes, but you need to put tomatoes in picadillo.
But she eats.
But the thing is, I got concerned the other day
she eats the sauce. Scrapes off the meat. I don't get it.
For the last 2 weeks, we would ask Nathan what he had for lunch at school. And I know what the menu is.
At school, they eat whatever the
fuck they
eat.
And he would say,
because they don't have a choice. But that's my whole point.
But he would say,
don't give them a choice.
I ate white rice every day. I ate white rice.
Oh, yeah.
I ate white rice.
Oliver went through a period of where he was eating prison food. And I'm like, what did you have for lunch today? And he goes, he would say, pan y agua. And
I'm like, okay, Jesus. Well, that's what Nathan used to eat at Sunny's.
But I was like, are you in prison?
Well, that's what Nathan used to eat at the other school. That's what Nathan used to eat at his other school for a while there. But I was getting worried. I was like, man,
that's what he was saying he was eating. But I know that that's a liar, because
don't they send you?
Yeah, they send me exactly what he ate.
So I called the teacher. So we went to the teacher and we're like, okay, well, you know what? Nathan's eating cheese sandwiches a lot. So I'm like, okay, let me. I asked the teacher, I'm like, listen, Nathan's been telling me that all he's eating is white rice. So I want to start, packing him a cheese sandwich. So at least, it's not something that needs to be refrigerated or heated up or anything like that. So, he can supplement.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she goes,
the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about? And I go, yeah, because she goes, no, he eats chicken, spaghetti, pizza, strawberries, bananas.
Link loves strawberries and bananas.
All sorts of fruit. I try to give that fucker fruit at home besides a banana.
I know.
He looks at me I'm crazy.
I love that your mom was just loving giving Oliver fruit.
She was so excited about that. My mom, when we went on vacation,
to Disney,
Oliver was she had a fruit thingy, and Oliver was literally just eating fruit, and my mom was mesmerized.
Oliver will eat anything.
But yeah. My mom was mesmerized.
He'll eat anything.
She wanted to just give a child fruit. It was very exciting.
I was sending my mom pictures of Julie giving Oliver fruit. I'm like, look, he found a new grandma.
Because she was so excited.
Would you do that to your mom? That's so mean.
She was like, she got all offended, and I was like, I told you to come with us.
Yeah, so my mom is feeding Oliver fruit while my son is licking the butter
Nary's
bread.
And Nary is boomeranging.
Did he legit? Wait, is this real or are you just being funny?
No.
This is for real.
But it wasn't
Nary didn't eat it this time. But Nate was just licking the butter
Nary's
off of
just staring
him.
Oh,
we were
at
telling him, we're like, don't eat that. that's but, Nathan.
So he boomeranged
anytime
it.
Nathan licks anything, even if Nary's not in the country, would tell him not to eat it.
Nary's videotaping my kid, licking off butter.
I've videotaped your kid eating icing from Friendsgiving. I have a video of Nate just licking the icing off a cupcake.
It's going to make somebody very happy. I don't know. That's what Neri keeps saying.
I don't want to think about that.
I know, but Neri keeps bringing it up.
Well, it's like what we were talking about, like, in the hallway. I'm going to be that mom that's going to be knocking on Oliver's door, like, I don't think you're doing a good job, sweetie. She doesn't sound very happy.
But yeah, like, what I forgot to tell you was, like, when Jeff's parents took Nate home from school, she told me that.
So what did they do with him?
Oh, they just kept him for the day. They love having him. Listen,
well, I understand,
they took him to, like, the store with them. They took him to go buy paint. They took him to the apartment. Like, I don't know. But, like, she told
Nate
me,
had a grand old time.
Grand old fucking time. He was vacuuming. Super fucking fun, because my kid loves to fucking vacuum.
And, why, like, do they like
vacuums? I don't know. But my mother-in-law goes to me. She goes, when I brought him into the
cooking.
Yeah. No.
Sophie, too.
Lincoln loves to make my mom, like, to help her make the rice, to help her, like, beat eggs.
He helps my mom make coffee, and then, like, he'll tell me, like, today when he was, I'm like, I'm gonna go help Wawa make dinner, and he goes, oh, can I come and help you? And anytime I'm making anything, he's like, mama, can I help you? So he likes to cook, which is good, because then I can have him do
Nate loves cooking. Anything you tell him to, like, stir or something, he's all about it. And then, like, he loves to vacuum. But apparently he told my mother-in-law when they put him in the car, he goes, thank you, Nona. You rescued me.
Oh, my God.
Like, if he was trapped.
So dramatic.
Wow, Nate.
He knew his audience.
Yeah, he did. Well, just like when Oliver got the bubble machine.
You are not my child. Why are you so dramatic?
Just like how Oliver got the bubbles from my aunt. I spent all day at Disney telling him I'm not going to buy another fucking bubble toy for it to break in 20 minutes.
I'm going
to
take it with me because I want to test this theory of the bubbles only work at
Disney. They only work at Disney. They only work at Disney.
I'm
going to
take it with me. But next, like, time we go. Oliver, like, he grabbed, it was the Buzz Lightyear one. He grabbed the Buzz Lightyear off the rack and he just, like, looked at it. He just held it in his hands and looked at it. And then, like, I think he knew that my aunt was watching him and he, like, did a deep sigh and put it back. And my aunt was like, I know. He's like, es que tenía cara de niño que no había comido en una semana. And I'm like, he fucking worked, you bitch. Like, he just ate a snack. Like, he was not hungry. You did not need to buy him
I am going
bubbles.
To bring the, like, spinny light R2D2. We have it at home, but I'm like, I'm going to bring the spinny light R2D2 in my bag next time. Mm-hmm. So when he looks at it, I can just, like, whip it on and, like, look, I bought it for you.
Yeah.
You have one already.
Yeah.
But the bubble, I'm 110% sure that the bubble machine.
I know exactly where it is.
One, it doesn't work outside of Disney. And two,
for 2 days about the goddamn bubble machine. And I was sticking to my guns. I told David, we're not buying the fucking bubble machine. Steph, just let him have the bubble machine. He can fucking have. Bro, because
Oliver's like sleeping with the bubble machine right now. I haven't put bubbles in it since we came back.
It doesn't matter. It won't work because they're not Disney bubbles.
I know.
So now he's getting, like, birthday money that he's aware of. So now he knows, he's like, I have money to spend. So last time he went, he's like, David's grandmother, of course, gave Lincoln money, gave him birthday money, but gave him other money that was specifically for Disney. And I was like, okay, so we have to spend it at Disney. That's fine. And she was like, and David was like, oh, it's his money. And I'm like, no. I don't give a fuck if it's his money. Like, let him buy, like, an actual toy. Like, let him go to the store.
Yeah, that's why I have swords and shields now.
But that's fine. I don't give a fuck. Buy all the swords. Do you know how many lightsabers I have? Mm-hmm. I have every fucking iteration and every goddamn color of that motherfucking lightsaber. Like, I think I have five. Why do I have five lightsabers?
Same.
Why?
Because he doesn't have five hands.
Yeah, because in February, after when we went to Disney, before you guys, when we went for Mother's Day birthday and
dude,
all that stuff.
When we went in May, when we went together, Neri bought Oliver, what was it, a bullseye, the little horse from Toy Story. And Nate was like, I want one. And I turn around and Jeff was coming out of a store with a bullseye. Like, not even 10 minutes later, he had a bullseye. Like, it's one of those things, like, you just can't not buy shit.
Nate got the R2-D2 spinny one.
Yeah, so
next thing I look over, Oliver's got the R2-D2 spinny one. It was just a spiral. Like,
one has one, well, the other one needs it, because I'm not going to... I have three thingies where you squirt the water with the fan, because my kid, like...
I have one.
We have three. Because you only have one fucking child. But I was like, okay, we can get one and they could share it. No, they can't fucking share it. And then when they wouldn't see it, but then they would see Nate with it, they were like, they wanted Nate's. And I'm like, fuck, we need to get another one. So somehow I ended up with three. I have
Why
two children.
Three?
I don't
because she left one.
No.
You left one in the car.
Yeah, we left one in the car. We needed to buy another one. We got three.
Those shits are like $25.
Oh, yeah. I know.
That's lunch.
I know.
Well, no, we had the same issue because in February when we went.
But now there's one for the adults.
Yeah. So it's, right, it's Nathan had just lost his, the tooth. And Jeff's
Is it growing back?
No, it's not going to come back.
It's not going to come back for a while. But.
Yeah, but Nathan had just lost a tooth, so his Jeff's parents.
Has a super loose tooth.
Right, yeah, now. Gave him $100.
What?
From the tooth fairy.
$100? What the fuck?
What the
fuck? It's their only grandchild.
That's what? Not an excuse. Teeth don't cost $100.
American dollars?
Not pesos, right? It wasn't like, what's the Cuban one? What's it called?
Pesos. Shit.
No.
Yes, Cuban
no,
is also
it's dólares. It's called cooks. No, they're called cooks. There's another one that's called the one that you
Are
get.
Are you explaining to me Cuban money right now?
Yes, bitch, because you haven't been there yet.
No, I have not been so, there. I won't go there unless so communism is gone. Dick. I will not go there. Go
they're
there.
Called cooks.
Gooks?
Mm-hmm.
Not cooks.
Well, in English, it's a cook.
Gooks.
But it, yo quiero gooks.
Is that what really?
Oh my yeah, they're it's like awful. K-U-C something cook.
Yeah, but like, yeah, so like it's $100 and they said, and they told him.
I can't believe
this
that.
Is for you to buy what you want at
no,
Disney.
Shut the fuck up. $100?
No. And they said, this is for you to buy whatever you want this week at
what
Disney.
What kind of expectation
That's
are you
worse
saying?
Than your dad making three
That's
lunches.
Worse than my dad making three
So
lunches.
We
sorry.
Went to
I
Disney.
Love Peter.
Nathan
I
got.
Yeah, I love Peter. Peter's
been,
my new favorite person, but
I've
that
been
is.
Around your in-laws enough, but like, what the fuck is that
Yeah,
shit?
Nate got. A multicolored like Disney lightsaber with the Mickey. He
I
got
that
oh
shit.
I had that.
He
shit.
Got
that
the
shit
spinny
too.
Wizard Mickey. He I got a baseball cap. That. He got like a car like at our hotel because we're staying on property at the gift shop. He got like a Disney Cars like toy set.
I can't
we have that.
I can't.
Like all this because
$100. I can't.
My brother got $20 when he knocked his own teeth out with a boogie board, but that was like he injured himself. But
Nate got two Dory and Nemo refrigerator magnets because he wanted them, and I said, "Fuck it, it ain't my money." $100. I think I got myself a hat though.
I think I got
my Cinderella baseball cap out of that.
I have no words.
$25. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks. And since they told him, he knew he had his own money.
See, that's the thing is I like so Lincoln gets $100 from his great grandparents for his birthday, but I don't tell him he gets $100.
Right.
I just like buy things that he needs or buy like clothes for him.
Right.
Or,
like my
like little or like if he wants toys that week at Target, like I'll spend that amount on him for that. But I don't tell him like, hey, you have this money.
Right. Like my grandma.
Hey, you have $100 for your
My grandma this couple weeks ago was like, I want to buy stuff for your kids. What do they need? And I'm like, honestly, they need school supplies and uniforms. So give me the cash and that's what I'm going to spend it on. And that's what she did. She gave me $50 and I bought Oliver's uniforms with it because that's what I need. That's what they needed at the moment. They don't need fucking any more toys. They don't need any more clothes. Like, I have to get rid of
he
shit.
He needs more toys. Like, I need a fucking hole in my
exactly.
head.
Exactly.
Okay?
So, fucking yeah. exactly.
So that is why they are grandparents and not parents
$100
anymore.
For
I
one
can't, I can't get, I cannot move on from this.
I mean, I get it.
I'm gonna like, be thinking about this for all week.
He
like
had
on a, Wednesday like at 11:30 I'm gonna be sitting in a meeting and be like, fucking Nathan got $100.
I'll knock a tooth out. Will they give me $100? Like
it was a trauma
does
it, tooth.
Does it go up with inflation?
Like, I don't know, I get it was a trauma it. Tooth.
I think that's why I understand.
If
like,
Vanessa punches me in the face, does that count as a trauma?
Can we both get $100?
I don't know. I'll punch her ass right now. You know how they always say, like, will you run over your best friend for $5 million? I'll fucking run over her ass for like $5,000.
See,
so.
I'll do it for like $500.
Yeah,
I got bills,
I'll fucking,
bro.
I'll hit her. She
know,
can hit me with the minivan.
I don't know.
I understand, though.
But like, I'll,
you can hit me with the minivan for $500.
I love
it's
that
fine.
Meme that's like, would you punch your brother for $2 million? I'm like, I do.
I would punch my brother for $2. I'll punch my brother for free.
Yeah, I do that shit for free.
I'll punch my brother and pay you money.
Exactly. Oh, you want me to punch my brother? Done.
Wait,
oh,
I get to punch
give me money? Great.
I get to punch him and I don't get to hear a bitching about it. Done. But yeah, so it was a pity. It was a trauma tooth.
I understand. I get it. Because my brother had two trauma teeth. He knocked out his eye teeth.
$20 is a reasonable amount.
But he got $20 and his new teeth grew in gray because they were bruised.
Inflation.
But like, 100. He's 4.
Yeah, all
not
sorts
even.
Of.
This was before he turned 4, wasn't it?
No, this was. No, this was this February.
He's 4. 4-year-olds don't need $100.
Remember Remember when you used to think $100 is a lot of money?
Yeah.
That makes me sad. It's still
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money.
Right. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I get it. It's like, oh, I'm going to spend $100. Okay.
Like, I spent $50 on jeans the other day, and I was like, this is a little much.
But they're jeans.
And I don't regret them. It was two pairs of jeans.
Oh, I took a survey today because I had to go back to FIU for Sophie Summer Camp for like a closing, like the ending survey. And one of the questions was like, I feel bad about the last clothing purchase I made for myself. And I was like, nope.
I don't feel bad because I needed jeans. I feel bad because I got two different styles and one style doesn't fit me as well as the other one. Like, I don't like the way it fits me as nicely as the other one.
Yeah, no, I didn't feel bad. I spent $100 and I got three dresses and a couple t-shirts. It was great.
I went to... So the Gap here in Kendall Village apparently at some point became an outlet, and I don't know when that happened, but they have like the $80 Gap jeans are all $25.
Damn, I should go.
So these jeans that I got last Saturday,
I like
that
the color,
awesome and super comfortable, were $25, and they're originally $80 jeans. So I got two pairs.
That's great.
And I'm gonna go get more because they have like every color, and they have like the distressed ones, and they have the black ones and the white ones, and I love a white jean.
Of course you do.
What do you mean, of course you do?
Because you're basic AF and I love it.
White jeans look like they look nice and dressy, and like, I don't understand what the hate on a white jean is.
Because I can. I don't hate white jeans. I actually really like white jeans.
I love white jeans. I love white jeans.
Pero me gusta joderte. Let me do my shit, bro.
All right, my white jeans are going to look really cute with my iridescent ears at Disney. So
you're going to wear white jeans to Disney? You are a braver person.
If we
than
go
I am.
Like in Fraker Food and Wine.
Oh yeah, if we go adults only maybe.
Yeah.
You're still braver soul than I am. So I think white jeans is a good place to end this, you guys.
Sounds good.
Cuz we're approaching Labor Day and we can't wear them anymore. Well, I wear them. I don't give a fuck, but
so just a reminder,
I'm hungry.
We are drinking a Girl and Dragon Malbec.
Did we go through two bottles?
We did go through two bottles. We're drinking a Girl and Dragon Malbec. There's nothing for me to read on the back. It just says, be fearless. Be fearless, boo boo. Shine bright.
Shine bright, boo boo boo.
Bless up and all that jazz. So what did you guys think? Did you like it?
We drank two bottles of it.
This is true. We drank them pretty quickly. They just don't go with the sweet tarts.
No, they don't go with the sweet tarts.
I don't like sweet tarts, so.
But the sweet tarts were good.
Yeah, sweet tarts, chewy ropes are like my new like go-to like
new?
Candy.
It's been like
is that
a year and a half.
Wreck-It Ralph that saves them from the quicksand? No, it's Laffy Taffy.
It is Laffy Taffy. But I really like this one. I like the bottle. I've been looking at these bottles for a while. It has like...
See, another incident where quicksand...
Yes! It was Nesquik sand.
It was Nesquik sand. You're right.
But another incident where we are not in quicksand.
What is this list on WooBro the other day that was...
with my dad.
It was all... Oh, my God. Vanessa's parents joined us for WooBro the other day. And it was the... I think
my dad...
I haven't listened to every episode of WooBro. Like, I'm a bad host. But
we're going to... Actually, I'm going to post it on Mama's. It's going to be a Mama's Takeover episode.
It's probably one of the best WooBro episodes there's ever been. Like, short of, like, maybe the Chappelle episode. But, like, there's... And that was way before my time. But there's... It's probably one of the best episodes of WooBro we've ever done. Like, it was fucking fantastic.
It was quite embarrassing.
It was amazing. It was the best. We want to have Peter and Pablo on
the
same
episode. Oh, we do. We want to do like Mary a Peter with like my dad like a and Jeff
Peter
with his dad.
Episode.
Oh my God, that would be so, that's the title. Yeah, but Peter, that's the title, Peter and Paul. So I had actually been wanting to back to the wine. I had been wanting to try the Girl and Dragon. The label's super intriguing.
You're welcome.
Anything with a dragon or a unicorn or a mermaid, I'm in. Like mythical creatures.
Correct.
Got me. I liked it. Goes down easy. Can't complain.
Yeah.
Really, that's the extent of our review.
Very sophisticated.
Totes.
To the business.
Although I will say, like, now that we've been drinking so much wine in the last 2 years, like, anytime I go to a restaurant now and I'm looking at wine lists, like,
yeah, I
recognize
yeah.
a lot of
Yeah,
them
I've
now.
Been recognizing names. I'm like, I've tried that one and I like it.
Right.
So. But I mean,
so I'm not just like randomly picking the cheapest cheapest thing that's on the menu, which is what I used to do.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, oh, I've had this. And even though it's like $2 more than the other one, like, it's good and it's worth it. So.
Well, if we were to ask my dad, everything we've had is
yeah, your dad says that everything we have.
Swill.
We literally Jeff brought us a bottle of wine just to have
it was apothic,
and he was like, And Pablo picked it up and he was like, this wine is shit. And he like walked away.
But then he drank some. So he can drank kiss some because
he
was ass.
Out of scotch. That's why this he drank
true.
Some.
This is true. All right, guys. So that is our episode for this week. I think it was a good one. It was fun. We talked about our kids a lot, which we haven't done in a while. And done. I enjoy that. I like when we talk about the children's. So you can find us on the Geek Bro Network, where you can find a whole bunch of other podcasts like Shiver, What's Good, Mal Geekmore, Zeros on Heroes, What's Up Bro, Mr. Multiverse, Comedy Fitness, Talking Geek, and a whole bunch. I think that's everybody, but I always feel like I'm missing somebody, even if I'm going to like type them all out and I'm going to tape it to the table so that I have the list of all of the podcasts, because I always feel like I'm missing somebody. But you can find all of those podcasts and probably more on the Geek Bro Network. If you would like to send us a wine recommendation or talk to us, tell us a story, ask us a question, it's our email address is mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. It's spelled the same across all of our social networks, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat is there, Tumblr, all these places you can reach us. We are available all the time. And I think that's it. I think I got everything in, right?
Yep.
So thanks so much for checking this out, guys. We love your faces. And cheers.
Cheers.